I guess some interesting points to make about is my daily, nightly going to the wall. So the first thing is, most of the time, the last couple of weeks, because we haven't talked to you in a couple of weeks in this context, there's been no rooster. What has the rooster is back? It's not gone, but it's
It's not screaming. Normally, it will alert. Yeah. It'll alert the whole neighborhood that Bob's prowling at the wall. It's been curtailed. It's been ceased. We're trying to have a quiet, peaceful separation of power. A separation of power. In order for you to get through the wall, there has to be. It's got to be peaceful, and you got to make that transition, that slip, that slip. That's the way we keep you alive, so that Karen doesn't have to be bored the rest of her life in eternity.
Right, right. So, so what's interesting is there are roosters way in the distance, and when the rooster does talk,
not always.
Occasionally, occasionally there's a rooster in the way in the distance, and so then they seem to talk back and forth, you know. The nearby rooster says something, so they can hear each other and they're communicating.
Yeah.
Are the other roosters involved with me to the degree the rooster's involved with me? The one here.
It's almost like Scott. It's almost like Scott. Sometimes if Scott dozes, it gets Scott up, but Scott knows what to do now, so it's not necessary. He's been corrected. He's no longer late.
Yeah, I. Okay, so. So the roosters, how are they involved? Are they a sign of anything? How did you make the rooster quiet?
We did not have to do that. The aliens are navigating this portion of the program because they're desperately. Now, you've been fussing about this for a little bit of a moment, but they're becoming desperate because now they've run out of gas. Now they're in trouble. They are in trouble now. That's what's causing the Euphrates is almost dry.
Yeah.
When you say, when those four angels are released, they're not going to have a say. It's going to get nasty.
Well, is the tech body weak compared to those Euphrates angels?
Okay. Marshall McLuhan would not let you get away with being sloppy. That's not the correct word. Choose another word rather than weak. Because you're not. It's not about powerful or strong or not strong or a weakling. That's not the way to say it. They're driving different forces. You see? It's like the difference between a rainstorm causing a flood at your house and a bulldozer pushing your house down. They're two different things. They're two different forces of power that would push against a reality that you may or may not be subdued by. So
and they
you
have
can't
their,
use weakness.
The two realities have their own autonomy, and they
Revelation
don't,
6.
Affect, listen, they have their own autonomy, so they don't affect each other.
Agreed.
Whatever the tech body can do is some things that the tech body can do that the angels can't do, and vice versa. The angels can do stuff the tech body can't do. So they're two separate situations.
Okay, those are good words, but we need to clean that. Can we clean up one other thing, though? We want to clean it up. Because there's words, so we want to clean it up. Okay, here's what's going down. What's happening is there's individuals like in a ridiculous, inappropriate in every way, Elon Musk, who runs around who thinks his shit don't stink, but he doesn't even defecate. Bless his heart. It's like Dean Koontz in a very bad novel with his diamond defecating spiders running around trying to make the magic of the world go around. There's nothing magic about it. It's setting you up in a position where you can actually have access to these Starlink, to this connectability, to the flipping of the poles, to set this whole thing up. He's going to try to take credit for the whole damn thing, and we don't care. Bless your heart. They will put him in effigy on an old rugged cross. Calvary is right down the road for that little boy. He's coming. Don't worry. That's all right. Let him do what he's going to do. He's using anything and everything to bring himself to a higher volition. Now that you're already at the higher volition, he's trying to prove a point. You're trying to make the point. That's the difference. He's trying to prove a point. You're trying to make a point. You want everybody to bow to you, and we get that, and they are. But you don't have to prove the point that they have to. You're not going to make them do it with a sword in your hand because you don't have to. He will.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so what, how does that affect the news today? How
Okay.
we, yeah.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Now, the once again, the worm has turned. Okay. Now, we're not going to bring up Thompson. Well, no, wait. Goddamn, we just did. We brought up Thompson. So now I
Yeah.
guess we got to talk about Thompson. So here we go. The Thompson quadrant has now been mirrored back into itself. The thing about Thompson, William Irwin Thompson, is that he can never complete the conversation. It always doubles back. Now, this is what Carolyn was talking about earlier, which you can still play. Carolyn was talking about earlier of the double back. It's a double entendre. You see, if you're going to have this, it's going to be sex talk. It's going to be like angel talk with char. If it's going to be sex talk, then okay, that's fine. We'll draw that crowd and we'll just do sex talk and have the LGBTQRSDXYZ come on in here and have a big old rave or something. But that's not the point. The point now becomes you have to have some tenacity in the position. So what's happening now is the Thompson quadrant is being mirrored to himself, to itself. It didn't say himself, we said itself. Because now what's happened is 30 seconds later, Donald Trump was the hardest another motherfucking son of a bitch, treasonous heretic, awfulest person in the whole wide world. And now every single goddamn thing that he's been saying all the way along turned out to be absolutely God's honest truth. He did win the election. He did have all the capacity. They were going after him. They were, the Department of Justice was incentivized to destroy him at every level. And every single step of the way, everything they accused him of doing, they are now being caught having done, up to and including documents in the Corvette garage in Pennsylvania, Delaware. Joe
What
Biden
in whose
documents.
whose home is the Corvette at?
Joe Biden, Joseph
Oh,
Robinette
okay.
Biden's.
So let me just so there's a new headline. Now let's just see if Drudge even
Oh yeah,
acknowledges
there's a ton.
anything.
Oh my God,
Let's
yes.
just
Yeah,
see.
they
They
found
have
more
to.
documents,
more official,
Besides the pen, but
confidential.
beyond the pen, Biden. Pen Biden was bad enough, because that's where the Chinese, that's where the Chi-coms, that's Rush Limbaugh's birthday. That's Rush Chi-coms was in that office. They paid for it, so they had access to those documents as well. So that's pretty much fun.
Okay,
And the
so
moving
what?
company, was lawyers. When the last time you had a you moved and you called the lawyers to come and move you? That's an expensive roundabout the mountain, isn't it?
Right. Now, you said Penn Biden. This is not Penn Biden is nothing. You meant the Hunter Biden
No,
problem.
Joseph Robin Biden. It's had nothing to do with Hunter. Although his driver's license address is that address that he said he was living there while those documents were there. But that's another sidebar. I don't
Penn
Oh,
Biden
is that
Bob.
I'm
Mine.
sorry.
Now listen.
Okay.
You said whose name was on whose license ion?
Okay. Now, you're confusing the three conversations. The one office is Penn, PENN Biden. It's a business where they all had the Chinese paid for it, and they all had an office. That's where they found the first box or two or four of classified top secret information. Now that's a barn burner right there. And then before the day went through, they found some more at his house in Delaware.
Okay,
And so.
as Carlson gets on there talking about this, and he says nobody's going to do anything about this, he's pissed off that nobody will do anything because Biden is protected somehow. Now, Ian, are
He's
you
not.
saying that he's not protected anymore?
No. No more than everybody knew that Donald J. Trump won the election. See, this
Yeah,
is the
what about
twist.
that?
This is
That is
well, this is where
okay.
this is the twist. This is the twist. So now what happens is he rolls himself up, just like Swalwell is no longer on the committee to run things down the thing. And it's the same way
Yeah.
why Mr. Schiff got thrown off of his committee. It's the same reason Miss Ujhan got her hoo-ha thrown off the damn committee. I don't know how she got on there in the first place. All these things that were ridiculous and outside the upside down part that we lived through is now being reversed. Now the Democrats decide, well, we're going to work with the Republicans. We're going to make this a Democratic Republic. Everything's going to be wonderful. Everything's going to be great. Let's do this thing. It's great. That's the rub. It's almost like everybody said, never mind. Never mind. There's no wokeness. Woke's gone to sleep, Bob. Woke is officially gone to sleep.
Okay, so so whose name is on the license?
Hunter Biden's address on his driver's license. We can send you, we'll drop you a copy of it. It's the same address where they found, where the Corvette's locked up in the garage, top secret for big deal eyes only, in the garage, in boxes, in the garage. And he was listed as living there when those documents were there. When Joseph Robin Biden was vice president of the United States of fucked up America, so he can't have those documents at all, let alone have them where they were not in a skiff. A skiff.
He wasn't supposed to have them there. But you said that the Penn Biden thing is nothing compared to something else that's happening.
Correct. That's correct. Penn Biden is bad. Really, really. That's a company. That's an office building.
That's the Penn Biden Center. It's a think tank.
Yes. That's correct, whatever that means. They don't think very much if they were that stupid to leave stuff around. They won't think much. But the other is going to be a bigger deal. It's going to be a larger deal that they're going to have no choice but to engage. So basically what's happened is the worm has turned. Just like Trump will come back.
Okay,
and
but
say,
I too many pronouns. What does this mean? So here's the headline on drugs. Uh-huh. DOJ special counsel to probe Biden. Is that real bad news way beyond Penn Center? Penn Central, think tank?
Yes. Because now it's basically, it'll open up everything, meaning those documents, depending on what they are, will open up the capacity to say where he got Joseph Robin Biden got money. And those documents are there stored so that the people can't figure out his connection of how he has been introverted or compromised, or someone else is saying, I'm going to give you this money, but you're going to have to do what I say. Those kind of things. And so
you
that's
just said they won't be able to figure out how these compromised Biden.
No, they will. They'll be able to. It'll cause the committees to search his accounts of how he affords all these houses. He's got houses strewn all over the world, and he makes a senator's salary for 35 years. How you do that? How does that work? You can't afford all that.
Okay. All right. Okay, so there's the situation. Now, that's part of the TV body imagery, because there's no Biden. He was killed on summer 21. So what is going on?
Yeah, and he's doing really bad. And he's doing really bad because the way the masks are with his squinty face, and if you look at those anymore, Bert knows all about that. It's very obvious that they're just playing out this name, that tune, but they're coming back full circle because they have to create a distraction for the aliens to be successful, for your being received.
So the Pentagon aliens are serving as a distraction, what they create, for the Eastern Gate Bob aliens that are coming through.
Correct. And we want the Eastern. Now, here's the thing. Now, this is where Carolyn would come into the conversation. But just to listen, this is why it's important. When she stomps down Hell Hill, she's trying to draw the Eastern Gate angelic forces to come settle it. Okay? That's where Christ receiveth sinful men, whatever the hell that means. We don't even know what that means, but I'm so pretty words. But we
what
don't
is it,
want
Christ,
the angel.
What is that? What are the words? Christ something pretty much.
Christ receiveth sinful men so that you have a chance to ascend, so that you have a chance to get on the end of the Emmaus Road. And she's right about that. But there's a race. If the Euphrates River goes dry and those four angels in Revelation 6 are released, it's on. Don't worry about it. It's too wet.
It's on, meaning the Eastern Gate Bob aliens got a problem if the Euphrates angels get...
Potentially. But see, this was supposed to be already solved. The terms of endearment are clear. It's very clear. You win. Unless you want to do this six or seven more times. But Lord, we sure hope you don't. Let's do it this time. Let's be good. Let's finish this and get it on home. We got to get home. This world is not your home. So once we get that straightened out.
Yeah, okay. I got this.
Then, but you see, there are forces on every side trying to compel and uncompel, trying to prove and trying to disprove, trying to make a point of order and trying to defy a point of order. See?
Okay, what you would think are just human. That's human activity, but the angels are
well,
like
humans. Croker. It's more like Croker. More like Croker.
No,
actually.
It isn't.
Croker.
It's human, human bickering, and that's always going on. And it sounds like the angels get sucked into it, and they're bickering too.
Yeah, I'm right because you're wrong. I'm right because you're wrong.
Why are the angels drawn into that?
Because this is a war in heaven. This is. They have everything on the line. That's what human experience is about, is to prove the end, the war in heaven. They got big stakes in it. This is Vegas, baby. This is the Super Bowl.
So little men are just puppets in the war among aliens and Tech Body and Bob.
Yeah. No, we'd call it the Big Ten. You know, like the football, college football, the Big Ten conference. There's about 10 different segments that are fighting to be the champion. The Tech Body is one of them.
List them off. Tech Body.
Tech Body is one of them. Okay, you have the first set of angels. You name them: A1, A2, B1, B2. You have the Tech Body, which is connected maybe to those teams. Like somebody could throw a game, so somebody else could get ahead in the rating. So that's the other side. Then you have the angelic. Let's call it this way, so it'll make sense. You have two sets of fallen angels. We've listed those back in Revelations Revealed. The first set of fallen angels are the four angels that are bound under the Euphrates River that's going dry, which is what Revelation plainly lays out. Okay, and then you have the other fallen angels that are the ones that's the Gilgamesh side, your buddies. The Gilgamesh side has always praised Bob overall because they know Bob sooner or later is going to get it right. They just don't know when. Then you have regular ascended gods.
Okay, hold it. So you have done, you laid out the four, A1, A2, B1, B2. Is that one of the ten or four of the ten?
Four of the ten. That's correct.
Yeah.
Because they're not necessary.
We're registering. What? Don't say new stuff. Uh-huh. We're registering what you said. Tech Body is five. Then you went into the two sets of some kind of angels, Gilgamesh and something else. So that's six,
fallen
seven.
Angels. The fallen. That's right.
Yeah.
The fallen angels.
Six, seven.
And then the next one would be a little man who's become a god. That would be in a state of ascension. A state of ascension.
Right. That's
now,
eight.
We say... That's right. Okay. Now, you have the whole big picture of this connection, which interferes and affects everything. Like,
are you doing number nine when you say this connection?
Number nine. Yes, number nine would be what Carolyn would call Mother Earth. Mother Earth. Because the Earth is reacting and responding to all this travail. These birthing pains, it's responding. And it's going to take...
And Ion, Earth is bigger than the universe. You agree?
Oh, by far. Oh, no
right.
question.
Right. It's the actual center of the universe, the way they used to think about it before the printing press. You know,
which is the right way to think about it, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. So that factor, this mysterious Earth, is any more anything to say about that? That's number nine. The Earth.
That's number nine. Now, the tenth, that's the Earth and the firmament thereof. You say the Earth and the firmament thereof, because it's going to kick back. Because, see, the Earth would say, fuck all y'all. Fuck you angels. Fuck you everything. I'm going to take care of Earth. I'm going to take care of this. I'm going to destroy you all like I did the last time. I've done this a dozen times. I got acres and acres and acres of goddamn dinosaurs that are pushing up petroleum byproducts in the Earth right now. I'll wipe y'all out in 1 second. Don't fuck with me now. I got this. I can take care of this. I know how this works. And it's cyclical. Now, the tenth one, the most important one, the least important one, the one that's trying to drive this all is something called time. There is no time. There is no time. But every one of these factions are trying to borrow the tenth element as time to prove their point, or to win, or to be first, or to keep you away from the wall, or to not make a deal, or to make this thing a myth, or to make you have to go to the bunker and stay too long until you've had time to read Gravity's Rainbow twice, for Pete's sake. That'd be disgusting right there if you had to do that. So the point now becomes, this becomes the revelatory, as in a revelation, condition to the Genesee Valley. You're going back to Genesee. You've been almost there all along, but now you're getting there. As you stated earlier, you're getting there. And that now, okay, we should stop. Go ahead.
Let me say, Bob, I came up with 12, so let's get this straight. 1, tech body. Then our 2, 3, 4, and 5, A1, A2, B1, B2.
Correct.
Yeah, the A1, B, and 2, and B1, B2 were the first 4 mentioned, Karen. Then tech body.
Correct.
Then tech body. And then 4 angels bound under the Euphrates.
No. That's call those fallen angels. Fallen angels.
And there's 2 sets.
They were already here. There's 2 sets. One is that the fallen angels, we did that in the Revelation Revealed series, but we don't want to give them any attention because they're waking up right now. And the other one is Gilgamesh. That's another fallen angel.
Are those 2 sets under number 6, or are they 6
no.
and 7?
6 and 7.
Yeah, Carolyn. And the
number 6?
No, wait, Carolyn. The fallen angels that have been here a long time, that's what A1 are. A1 are aliens
in the earth. But I know. That's true. That's true. But they're not necessarily the fallen angels. It's a separate subset. The regular A1s would destroy, the fallen angels in a second if it gave them a little bit of an edge, you see.
Yeah.
All right. So we've got 6, the 4 angels bound under the Euphrates, 7,
Gilgamesh.
The fallen angels of
Gilgamesh.
Then I've got 8 is ascended God, 9 is little man becoming a god.
Great.
No,
That would be part of it.
Carolyn.
Because
8 is
we see everybody.
Ascending.
And
is
we see every
ascending.
See we see everyone as a god. Y'all just don't.
Ion
but we
said
see all
ascended
of you.
Gods. There are ascended gods apart from little man becoming god. But you're
that's
saying
not what I heard.
With them
it's
both
little
under
man,
8. We
it's
put them both
man,
under 8.
We would not notice the difference. We see all of them as ascended gods. If they do,
so
if they make it, if they don't make it, it's up to them. That's what
but
I'm
you're
so
talking
then,
about quote human. Hold it, Carolyn. You're talking about humans and their ascending process. That
we don't see humans. We don't see humans. But yeah.
Okay, so you see gods ascending or doing something, getting out
correct.
Of their cage. That's number
correct.
8. So what's 9, Carolyn?
And then I have 9, Mother Earth. And then is the earth and the firmament thereof part of 9?
Yep. It is part
and
of
then,
9. It is.
Okay, so that's that. So then there's time. Good, got it.
Yes,
thank you.
Now, time isn't a thing. Time is not a thing. But every single one of them are racing. They're racing to borrow it. They're racing to borrow it. They're trying to spin this world into a thing where this is not, well, that didn't happen. There was no election. How could you say there was an election problem? They never had no election. There was no election. That's crazy talk. So they're undoing the doing. They're undoing the doing. So each one of those vestiges.
Wait, what's undoing? What's undoing the doing?
Time. Time. They're trying to use
is
time
that,
to undo
is
stuff.
Is that the false premise of time?
Correct. That's the Mary Louise Croker version anyway.
Yeah. Would you call it a meme?
We don't like that word. That's your word. You use it. You do real good with it. We don't like it.
Yeah. Is it?
So
hold it, Carolyn. Is it the mind?
Yes. Yeah. Here we go. You'll like this. It's where the labyrinth of the mind goes to take a shit.
it's part of the reality of the mind. Is this 10th point?
It's the defecation of the mind. That's it.
Right.
Perfect. That's a good word.
You get that, Carol? It's the action of the mind, which is perceiving everything and judging it and getting in the way of everything. That is an element and the toughest thing.
Yeah.
And that's why honestly, everything is revolving around the mind.
Now, see how perfect it is, though, talking to Bob. Everybody else would get it and say, okay, we got it. We got our degree. We got our PhD. We're good. Now we can go teach somebody something. Bob never is like that. He could have the same conversation a dozen times and get something different from it every single time. And we think it's wonderful because there is no limitation. He won't even limit his limitations.
Right.
It's amazing.
So then you begin with the revelatory condition.
That's Bob Neverett. Carolyn, he said that's Bob Neverett. What's the difference there from Ofenel and Bob Dobbs and whatever other Bob you want to bring in?
It's the Marshall. Leave the Marshalls out of it, though. But Bob Marshall. That's a sad story. But anyway, the rub becomes the shifting position of how you look at those. What do you call it? The Four Faces of Eve. Remember Sally Field did the movie, The Four Faces of Eve, where they flip in a second and become something else? You do that often. You're up, you're down, you're over, you're under, you win, you lost, you don't know, you know everything, you don't know. I'm sure, I'm positive that I know absolutely nothing. I'm positive I know absolutely nothing, and I know all of nothing. I've conquered nothingness. I know all of it. So you're not bound by any of those rules or regulations that says this is what I am. See, Carolyn goes by that because she has a persona that she supports. She's not going to change her mind. She's open-minded. But just because somebody does something foolish doesn't mean she has to. You don't care. You're just going to like, well, let's see how it goes. I don't know what this is. Let's see. You see, that's the difference. And that's what makes it exciting because she never knows what's coming out of you next. It makes her very nervous. Often.
And then you said the revelatory condition of the Genesee Valley.
Yep. We were almost there when we did Revelations Revealed. That was many days ago. Okay, we were almost there then. Now it's come another full round circle quickly.
No,
in this cycle.
Carolyn, I am talking about Genesis, the beginning of the Bible, paradise. That's
right.
What he said.
Where we're going back to, where we're going to. We're going back to the Genesee Valley, which is where Rejoice lived.
Yeah.
And she didn't even know it. And she didn't even know it.
Do you say that Rejoice has transitioned?
Mostly. There's residue. There is residue.
Does she listen to the show?
When she can stand it. It's too much. Because it became too real. See, here's what happened, Bob. When you have power and you engage, really engage power, what happens is it's overwhelming. It's intoxicating, and then it's too much, and then it's not enough. And then it's too much, and then it's not enough. And it's like, give me the amount that'll kill me and back it off just a little bit. That's what I want. I want the maximum dose that I can have. And then back it off just a little bit. And then if I build an endurance, then I can have more and more and more and more. And that's the whole point of power, which is what we're trying to convince everybody that they should engage and happily enjoy.
So I seem to be able to, what people find overwhelming, I don't find it so overwhelming.
You never noticed. Like, here the whole wide world is the end of the time. You go, well, I'll have to see what Matt Drudge said about it. I really can't go by that. I mean, Barbara Walters is dead. I don't know. We lost Diamond. All we left was Silk. She's the one that can't talk. The one that can talk. So now your tiny note chart's going to get messed up. Because now you lost half of Diamond and Silk. That's going to be some mess. Barbara Wawa is dead. No, she's not going to make him cry no more. She didn't make Carolyn cry in the first place. But anyway, that's another thing. She did respect. Carolyn does respect Barbara Walters, not any of the rest of them, but she did respect her because she was pleasant and she wasn't two-faced too much. So
right. So, Carolyn, you say Carolyn is finding it, she doesn't know, she's nervous about what Bob's going to do next. Well, would you say Carolyn's the only female on the planet who can take Bob? So far, has been able to take them.
So we'd have to say so far, but it's early.
Yeah.
So.
She'll whoop
somebody now. Don't mess with her now. I wouldn't do that.
Right.
Most
people on the planet can't take Bob.
Yeah, you're too divisible. You know all you have whole integers that are always divisible by something, even if it's by one. You're not divisible. You can't divide you. You're not divisible, dividable.
You just said Yeah, you just said I'm too divisible. Now you're saying I'm not divisible.
No. Like a whole integer, you can divide it by something, even if you're dividing it by the number one. If you divide it by one, it's that number, but it's still divisible by that. You are not divisible by anything. It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You don't fit the equation. And that's why you're the perfect one to have the conversation, because they're never going to catch you taken aback because you didn't notice in the first place.
You got that, Carol? I didn't notice. Okay.
Correct.
So,
yeah,
talk
that's
about
your
it
superpower.
And go, well, that's interesting. And
that's
interesting.
Your superpower.
And that's interesting because you're never caught in a position where someone got the better of you because you never accepted it. Even when they did get the better of you, you didn't notice. So it's like, okay, well, you know, it's okay.
So what is a superpower, Carolyn?
You being so detached that nothing applies.
Okay.
Except for germs. Except for germs. You're not detached about germs. No. You got those. You recognize those. You know he can see them, Carolyn. No one else can. He can see them. He can see. Honestly,
I can see them.
And he'll look.
Yeah,
and he'll look.
I don't care about it. I didn't know I could see them. So, again, it doesn't matter what you're saying. That's not
as you
true.
As you nervously wash those hands, yes, Bob, we know.
No, that's not true. Not true at all. So the 10 points, Ion, the 10 things you just laid out, where are they listed in the Bible anywhere, the known Bible?
Ezekiel. It's all Ezekiel. That's the color of the terrible crystal. That sets the stage. 111. That sets the stage. And then you go all the way to the valley of the dry bones. And that's what you're fixing to come to right quick. Bert's done a great deal of work on that. If you'd have a conversation with him, he would tell you some stuff. So he knows things.
Well, how many chapters in Ezekiel? Or verses? I don't know what's the word. Chapters?
Yeah, chapters, about 43.
43 chapters. So how many total verses are there in Ezekiel?
Oh, good gracious, thousands.
Oh, it's long. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, so you've laid out the 10 factors that are fighting or mixing it up, engaging each other.
That are battling for who's going to win, who's going to provide the grand design of what is yours and what is mine. They're setting the stage. The angels want to win. They don't want humans to ascend. They want to take over.
Yeah,
Lucifer wants to win. Lucifer wants to win to the battle of heaven.
These 10, are they within what you say, well, that's before the foundations of this reality. Before the foundations.
It's always been.
The 10 aspects are in the area known as before the foundations were established.
Yes.
They're always there. Mm-hmm. It's always there.
Now you have to be careful. You have the wire whisk. Remember the egg beaters? You have this looping thing. So you have this. You have to be careful. Those words that you said are sovereign. They're right words, no question. That's not the point. The point is that wire whip that keeps looping. 1 minute, Trump's the head of the world. Next thing, he's the public enemy number one. Next thing, Joe Biden is a nothing. Next thing you know, Joe Biden's figured it all out. The next thing you know, Joe Biden's going to jail. He's going to jail. And then it's like, wait a minute. These lines don't match. This isn't reality. How do you go from having a whole lot of everything or nobody has any money and everything's going good to we're in a big, big recession and everybody's got all the money in the world and can't afford it? They're going to go bankrupt with a bank full of money. Craziest thing in the whole wide world.
To mirror the Thompson quadrant means you're not in the Thompson quadrant anymore. But what's the mean to have a mirror?
You're above. You're above the upside down.
Okay.
You're above.
To mirror it is
you're
to
above,
overcome it.
You're well. Maybe we'll see. We'll see. But see, if you overcome it and change it all back around immediately, and all of a sudden Trump was really president all along, and you wake up and Drudge says, Trump won. He's our president. La, 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 la. God damn. Wait a minute. I got some questions. Now, poor Whoopi Goldberg will have a little nervous breakdown. I don't think she can take that. So the rub is it's going to take a moment, but you're seeing it already change. You're already seeing it change.
Yeah, that's my topic. But the description of the mirror of the Thompson, that's not public, right? We're not talking about the mirroring. in public.
You can.
Correct?
You can. Yeah, you can. It's all right. That's all right. To do it.
Okay.
All right. That's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Because that's
so,
what is. Because that's the only way you're going to be able to explain how we went from Trump is bad, Biden is good, and now all of a sudden, and Shifty Shift is good, he's our hero, to now he's throwed off his committees. And now Biden's going to jail or killed or whatever again. They're going to kill the next one. How many of them are going to kill? It's pretty bad. Like that.
Yeah. Listen, that's his image. It's not Biden.
Yes,
his
true.
Image.
That's true.
Okay.
Correct.
So this chaotic flipping and reversing, that's what I call quadriphenia.
It is
encased in a tetrad.
Well, it's quadriphenic in the tetrad. It's quadriphenic in the tetrad. But what happens when you drop the tetrad? What happens then, Bobby?
We're into the pentad.
Oh, okay. Or the hexad.
Yes, that's the tech body. The tech body doing quadriphenic.
Agreed.
So we're in
agreed.
The pentadic. We're in the pentadic hexadic already.
Agreed. Yep. Agreed. Okay, agreed. Now listen, now we're giving you a lot. We got a libertine gospel going on here because we're letting you get away with some stuff that you really shouldn't be getting away with. But we're going to hold the conversation so you can actually engage. Because otherwise we're going to explain your chart to you. And that'll straighten you right up. Now we've been waiting to do that. Fix that damn tiny note chart. Damn. Gonna be sad.
Yeah, did you want to say something?
We did. We said it.
So I want to finish up the roosters. That was our first topic when we got sidetracked. So the roosters, they're communicating in response, but they're conditioned responses. But they
correct.
Go through.
That's great. Now nobody else knows what that means but you. You understand that,
yeah.
right? Nobody has a clue what a conditioned response is, but you do because you've actually lived it.
Yeah.
You've lived it.
So did Ion or the aliens quiet and control the rooster?
Yes.
Well, yes, would be both, Ion and the aliens.
Agreed.
As the Australian journalist interviewing Dylan years ago, and he's trying to get Dylan to admit what religion he was, I'm going to do that. What's Ion compared to
happy.
Aliens?
Happy.
Angels? You're a happy condition?
Sad.
Condition of happy.
We're a happy condition. Condition of happy. And as far as angels goes, we're a condition of control.
So is that within the 10th level of the mind?
Yes, it would be the mosh pit of the mind, yes, because you can't you can't embrace it. You can't embrace it. See, we can control the angels, have all along. We never said that out loud, but you said don't hold back. I'm just talking to Bobby. Just talking to Bobby,
right.
we control them all along, but it's not enough. Because now they're beefing amongst themselves. We could put them all in a box, like you, put you in a box, in a cardboard box, living in a box. Well, we've got it where you don't even go outside much except for to the ocean and to the wall. Otherwise, you're a homebody. So it kind of hams you up, which we ain't mad about that. You like it, seem to like it pretty good. But the whole point is if we could do it all that way, we would. We'd have this settlement. We wouldn't have all these quadrants that we're having to deal with. You would quell quadriphenia. But you don't like that. You like that interaction, that interplay, that vulgar part, that risque part, the references to the Marquis de Sade and all that kind of foolishness. You don't have a regard against anything. And we ain't mad about that because that's the way it is. If you don't like it, get out. That's your position. I there's a whole lot of people that I don't want to talk to me. That's what we put on Bob's tombstone if he ever had one. Is that there's a lot of people who never want to talk to me again.
Now that I'm gone. Okay. So
that side, now don't lose track now. Don't let us throw you off the mare. Don't let us throw you off the mare here. Hold tight to the reins. Because what's happening is you're starting to see the shift. Now, Karen was picking up on the capacity earlier. Nothing wrong with that. That's well noted. JW agrees. No question. But that's
the capacity
not where
of what?
We are.
The capacity of what?
can't. We don't want to ruin your recording. The things you were talking
about.
No, earlier.
You can't. Yeah, no, we're not doing the re-ruining. You ruined the recording. It's not for people. It's just for me.
Oh.
So what is,
okay.
You know, I told you not to worry about any of that.
Okay. We were just trying to keep
well,
it clean. The yucky stuff, where we go crazy and pick up on what their minds, where their mind takes them, that they find
capacity?
Is normal, that Carolyn.
That's capacity?
Yeah. Because Carolyn said nobody thinks about the things that we would say live on the air. But the people we were talking to did and do. And she's saying, yes, but why would you tell it to them? Because that's where they are.
That's
nigger.
That's not real.
We say nigger because they say nigger. You don't like that word? Quit using it. We will, too. We don't care.
Carolyn has
a
traditional view of God. Carolyn has a traditional view of godliness, and she sees everybody as a god, and she misses this fucking disgusting part of themselves as part of their godliness, too.
Well, nobody, but now, in her defense, Bob, nobody was really interested in how the sausage is actually made. They all like the sausage, but they're not interested in the process by which the sausage is created. That's the rub.
And she's saying,
just because that is doesn't mean you should talk about it. And that's what she's saying.
Yeah.
She's right on that side.
No. Now, what it is that people, because they're gods, they don't care about the mind. To figure out how the sausage is made is mind stuff. So people naturally ignore the mind as much as possible. They ultimately
That's right. But yet, that thing, that vulgar, nasty thing that you never would ever want to have a conversation about is the thing they do on Saturday night. That's the thing they do on Tuesday afternoon. That's what they're out chasing out things on and doing stuff that are ridiculous. So,
Okay,
all right. Man.
So the roosters, I assume that they were being quieted, and so that's what was being done. They were being quieted.
They are.
Okay, that's the rooster topic. That's topic number one. The next topic is it said early this morning, Tucker Carlson, no, Ed had this on his site, Trump's comeback, Tucker Carlson's story. So I go on, and it's, you click on it with Ed, it's gone. It's been censored. You can't find it. So
correct.
You got that, and then you got yesterday. Tucker was quoting, was showing the asshole Schiff.
Yeah.
I guess him and
Schiff,
a few other guys were in
and
Congress.
Swalwell.
Yeah. Don't say anymore. Those guys were on in Congress, some place called Congress. And they were saying this Jim Jordan and the Republicans are going to investigate the CIA and redo the Frank Church Committee. They are QAnon. They are dumb. And they got to do their put down of the Republican efforts. But you're saying they're nothing because everything switched.
Right.
So was that, are they nothing when they get on there and complain?
Who cares? Because all they go back, every time they get up there and try to make a point, all they come back is Fox News will play the recap of where Shifty Schiff gives us, I have proof beyond doubt, but proof, the facts with my hand up, I swear before God incarnate that that Donald J. Trump was a scoundrel and he did this and he did that. And when it was no Russian intervention.
Yeah. What he does, he's still trying to do it. Are you saying as of yesterday, when it was announced by Carlson that Trump had won and had come back, but we don't get to see what Carlson said, but the when these idiots get on there saying that's all bullshit, Trump's an asshole, they have no weight as of yesterday,
correct,
what they say.
As of yesterday, when they got defrocked, every one of them, they were the Virgin Mary, and every one of them got defrocked. Because of the things that they actually did, which is the things we were fussing about. Like, no, you can't do that. No, you can't do it. And they did it anyway. And then we're in the upside down. Now we are mirroring the upside down. So this becomes a choice or a position to celebrate.
Yeah, is Schiff crying? How does he as a human feel about this?
Oh, my God, he can't believe it. He cannot believe it. They had the Dominion voting machines. They had everything straightened out. Nasty Pelosi had it all solved. Everything was worked out. And then they didn't do the thing they were supposed to do. So how the hell are we going to win if we don't got our thumb on the scale? We had our thumb on the scale. We can do this. But now, all of a sudden, whoops.
Okay, but see, when you're talking about Dominion, are you talking about how over the past 2 years the Dominions haven't gotten in trouble? Or are you talking about before the election and they were planning to use Dominion and they were going to do well with that?
They did.
And
the
then
voting
they did.
Machine.
Yeah. So when did they lose their control of Dominion? When did they fuck up?
Okay.
Pelosi.
Now everybody. Now. Marjorie Taylor Greene says, "See, I told you this was all a bunch of shit. See, I told you they had the fix in. See, here's the proof of what really went down." And then all of a sudden, she's as far up QAnon's ass as more up than QAnon is, and she's turning around saying, "See, told you. See." And now everybody's like, oh, well, okay, well, I'm not sure. Well, yeah, there was some incredulity. I'm not really sure what I can believe anymore. Well, I don't know. It's like these conspiracy theories, every single one of the conspiracy theories is just turning out to be true. How could it be possible? We can't do that.
Okay.
You're undermining everything. Right?
Who's saying that? You're undermining. Who are they pointing at?
The world is saying that how can Marjorie Taylor Greene be correct? And she was
okay.
The most extreme. And now they're looking, and she's saying, well, here's the proof. And they're going, uh-oh.
Is from Ian's point of view, is there some truth in what QAnon said?
Sure. It came from us, Bob.
That's right. It's a fragment of Ion. That's a good point. Can we make that public? That's allowed to be put out there.
Sure,
you said it before.
It's up to you. It's up to you.
Yeah. So what
we're just talking to you, Bob. We're just talking to you, Bob.
Yeah, that's right. So listen. So Tucker Carlson, what did he say, since I can't see the show, unless I can, but it's not available right now, what did he say, what indicated to him that he could announce it was Trump's comeback? What did he say yesterday?
Because of what he's seeing happening. You're seeing the words come back where Trump comes back to say every single thing that they accused me of, they did, and here's the proof. And everything that they said that I did, I didn't do. And then they said,
yeah, okay,
he's
I got
false.
That. Wait a minute. That's not... Here, the point is that the media doesn't—they censored that. Right? Carlson's not out there last night.
Tech body ain't gonna have that. The tech body, just like here's another thing. Here's another very important thing. For how many fucking years have you heard? You're not gonna get my taxes. You're not gonna get my taxes. I'm under audit. I'm being audited. You're not getting my taxes. So then all of a sudden they get the taxes and they lay them out. The Democrats get the taxes from the New York thing, and they present his income taxes, and they come to find out it was perfect in every way. Not a single problem. Everything about it was perfect. He could have presented that in the beginning when he was running for president. But he made him go through all this bullshit about how he's a scoundrel, and he cheated, and he lied, and he did this, and he did that, and he didn't pay no tax. Everything was perfect, absolutely perfect by the letter of the law. He knew that then, but he played it. He plied it for all it was worth. So now they got nothing to talk about. They let them choke themselves, gave them enough rope to choke themselves to say, well, I pay my taxes. Let's see now. You got my tax returns. Now I'm finna see yours. Uh-oh.
Right.
Joe.
Okay. So,
Joe, do you have some tax returns? We're going to look at them right now.
Okay. So when Trump's taxes about a week or two ago were revealed, is that the beginning of the Trump comeback? Because
correct.
There was nothing there? All right.
That's correct.
There was no,
correct.
So you don't see any discussion in Rachel Maddow and the assholes about how Trump won on that point, right? You don't
correct.
See that.
Oh, no.
Yet.
You never see it. No, you won't see it. There soon won't be a whoopee. There soon won't be a Rachel
joyless. I don't want predictions. None of your predictions have come true. So, okay, so let's leave it, lay back on
then
the
let's move.
Prediction.
Then let's move to California, Bob. It's a really nice place.
Yeah,
got a lot of water
Okay.
A lot of water
in
California
now. Now, it came through now, up to now. Maybe tomorrow they will, but for now. So we're not doing predictions. We're talking about the past and the past.
We can be real
so
clever.
Trump,
we can be clever on the past. That'll be good.
So there was no coverage of Trump's winning on the tax return thing. And then, Tucker steps ahead of everybody. Says, "No, I'm admitting it. Trump, there's a Trump comeback, but it gets deleted." Yeah. So, the tech body is above what anybody wants. Okay, and either side, Democrat or Republican. And
agreed.
So that's why you ignore anything that's said in the news, because it's going to flip, the tech party's going to flip it, as you just ran through half an hour ago.
Until they can't.
Until they can't. Right. Mm-hmm. So they're not in the can't level yet. The tech body's still in charge. There's still no news. There's no conclusion because it's going to be flipped. Biden's down this week, but next week he'll be back, and then Trump will be out, and then Trump will be back. It's going to go on until somehow a new level is arrived at where that game isn't being played. The tech body isn't in charge. Unless we rise above it and more people ignore the tech body. That would be their intention. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay. So now that you have, what is going on with the Pentagon aliens, who I assume killed Biden, and they killed Putin, and they're the Pope? That these Pentagon aliens are waiting for the Eastern Gate aliens. They're not sure if they can how they can handle that. But these Pentagon aliens, what are they merged? I think the BA1. Is the tech body and the aliens working together, what I call the People Magazine level of ridiculous gossip.
Agreed.
That is going, that's going on. But the Pentagon, so Putin, the alien that's, that took over Putin's body and the alien took over Biden's body, they're not fighting.
No.
They're faking that.
That's right. That's exactly right. They for sure are doing just that. Mm-hmm. And now what's happening is now all of a sudden Putin's starting to get nervous about it because he don't want to lose his
not Putin, the alien impersonating Putin.
Yeah, that's right. But that Putin's not been long gone. He had like gut cancer long ago.
Yeah, so Putin angel is having second thoughts about what, fighting its buddy,
Putin alien.
The Putin alien is ready to start Armageddon. And he hadn't got permission yet, so he's having to vie for permission to start Armageddon, the world war, the nuclear proliferation.
Yeah. Now, but the Putin alien is not operating on himself. He's part of the collective known as the Pentagon aliens. So the Pentagon aliens want to start something. They want to start.
Hell yeah! They want DC back. That's why they put all the fences up and everybody's fighting back, and then. You know, we go into the why they're cording off the Capitol again.
What is saying you can't do it yet? It's whether Bob makes it at the wall or not, or is there other factors?
That's step one. That's step one. Step one.
Right. And the other factors would be the 10 things you laid out. The aliens are part of that.
Those would be inclusive of the capitulation with how it all falls. Because when you have the successful meeting and then they start making the announcement, well, what if Drudge doesn't announce it? Does that mean it's not true? No. Mm. Then just give it just 1 second because it'll catch up real quick, just like what's happening now. Now, everybody is – now Joe Biden had to go to the fucking wall. He wasn't going, I ain't going to that wall. Ain't nothing going on down there. You bunch of sand niggers down there trying to cross the road. Ain't nobody give a care about that. Then it got
Are you referring to my wall there in that sentence? Hey, there's nothing going on at the wall. Were you referring to Bob and the aliens? Is that what you just said?
No, it was a parallel for Biden having to go to the southern border because everybody's crossing over. It was a parallel.
Okay,
it was
a double entendre. Right now, the Pentagon aliens are saying, okay, it's time to look like Biden. Put this out into the TV body. Let's make Biden or the Android meme or the tech body itself, the People Magazine part, and say, make it look like Biden is losing. And, you know, Trump's not an alien. That's where he's, like, biblical. He's not replaced yet, you know.
Correct. That's correct.
Yeah. But the Pentagon is going to fake.
We're going to be real careful. We're going to be real careful when we say yet.
Say yes?
We will.
Yes.
Yet, Y-E-T. But we let you know.
Yeah. So the Biden alien and the Putin alien and all the aliens in the Pentagon are saying, okay, let's fuck with them. Let's pretend Biden isn't guilty and going to jail. So that's the next distraction. That's a distraction.
Yep. All right, then you got your faithful Tiki Talkers talking about everybody's lined up of all these people that have been murdered or hung in Guantanamo. You couldn't stack the bodies high as cordwood for the people that's been killed in Guantanamo. They said this so and so is dead, so and so. How do you have a pope? How do you have a pope bury a pope? How does a sitting pope bury a fucking pope? How do you do that? Well, that hadn't happened in 600 years. How does a pope hold a funeral for a sitting pope? Yeah, it's just it ain't right. You're saying.
Well, why not? You can only have one pope.
He ain't the pope. He ain't the pope.
No, wait a minute. What's the basic point? The pope is there till he dies. So
right.
There's always only one pope. You can't have a pope that resigned and still there, and then there's the new pope, and then the old one dies, and the newer one buries it. That can't be done.
It can't be done. I mean, where's the smoke up the flue? Where's the smoke up the flue? Did they vote for the new one in? How did it work? Did he just tap him on the ass and then he'd give the last tap? Yeah, you can be Pope. I'm tired. I'm done with it. You can be Bob this week. I don't want to be Bob this week. Bob, you can be in charge. Carolyn, you can run this for a week or two. He's going to take up reading. He's going to take up reading and see what he can accomplish with his life, however frugal.
Okay. All right, so we're talking about so Pelosi's been dead for a while too, and the Clinton.
Yeah.
No, Bill Clinton's still alive, isn't he? For some reason, Bill Clinton.
No, he's just now dead. They just killed him. Apparently, they just killed him this last week.
Okay.
You sure don't see him. You sure don't see him anymore. You sure don't see him anymore.
Yeah.
That Enola Gay fucked stuff up. Now he was ugly.
You mean the flying with Epstein? Is that what fucked
him
up?
That's what we call the plane that dropped Hiroshima's atom bomb, the Enola Gay. That's what we call the flight logs for the pedophile island.
Okay, so Hillary was killed a few years ago. Pelosi was killed recently. But this Adam Schiff and the nobodies are still alive.
Swalwell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So far, we're going to have to see. But now there's going to be some pain that goes along with it because you can't do what they've done. Everybody's getting angry. They're getting upset. They're getting tired. They don't like things. They don't believe anymore. So a lot of people have stopped.
Oh,
watching.
Wait. Are you talking about? Yeah, you're not talking about congressional people, Paul. You're talking about the little Americans.
We the people are sick, and they're fixing to say fuck you. And so now they just go in the store and they can't afford eggs. They just take the egg. Well, they're $10 a dozen. You don't even know how much an egg is. It wouldn't make a difference. But they just take them. They just steal them. I can't afford this, goddamn it! So I'm just going to steal it. Kill me! I wish you would. And they're like walking out. That's why stores are closing because they say, I can't sell my price for these eggs. They keep stealing them from me.
Okay. All right. I'm going to.
As Bob laughs. Carolyn, listen to him as he laughs. As Bob laughs. People starve to death. Bob giggles.
Hell yes. Okay. I want to go back to more aspects of what's puzzling in my nightly walks. Let's see my list here. Here's what night was this? Just look at a second. I move it up here. Where do I have all those points? Okay. On Saturday night, and this is Thursday, so almost a week ago, last Saturday night, I was at the end of my walk. Yeah, I go to the left and then I go to the right and I go all the way down and right there at the end of that walk is the home where the gay guys live and one of them is the head of the board here in this gated community.
Yeah. Homeowners Association.
Yeah. So I turn around there and come back and then I go to the wall. So when I was stopped at the end near the homeowner's guy's home, and I'm going to turn around, a cat comes out and kind of walks around me cautiously, because if I made any move, it would have run. So I didn't move. I just stayed there and watched it walk around me. What was the meaning of that cat? Because there hasn't been cats for weeks.
Correct.
What
it was just
that?
Making it's making you it's forcing the physician trying to bring you back into your body. You have a problem, stay it in your meat sack. You tend to wander.
What'd you say about my meat sack?
You have a tendency to wander out of your meat sack.
Oh. And I call
your
that
reality.
That's where I'm I know what that is. That's where in my experience, mm-hmm. little man Bob or whatever I am, that's me lost in thought.
Yeah.
I think I'm thinking.
Well,
But
I don't even know what that means. I don't know what that means, but you're not in
no,
your body.
No, I spend a lot of time.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time listening to my thinking, and I joke that that's my neighbor. I'm listening to my neighbor talk to me. And I live a lot in my enjoying what my thought says to me. And
yeah,
but
Karen,
you're saying, no, Bob,
Karen.
You're traveling. Ion, listen, yeah. You're saying that is you trap me, Bob, out of his body.
Correct. Carolyn, we may have to up his lithium one more time. We may have to open
yeah.
it just a little bit, just a touch.
I don't have the head of you with you.
Yeah. You don't know what you have. You don't know what you have. You don't know.
Yeah. So the cat was trying to get me back in my body, which is required to do the wall activity. Is that what you mean?
Correct. Correct. That okay. balance. See, it's got to be a perfect balance. And so when you're out of balance, you can't do it because you won't come back. And that's what Karen's
right.
fussing. She's like, I don't want you to go if you're not coming back. Fuck this. If you're coming back, all right, you can go. But if you ain't coming back, don't go. That's her point. That's what she said. That's what she means.
Yeah, I know that.
She said that's what
yeah,
she means.
Yeah, we got that. So
balance.
Why,
the cats bring
why
balance.
It?
Cats bring
did Tabby,
balance.
Yeah, did Tabby, which was a new cat a couple weeks ago
yeah.
for a minute, and the older cats, they got all eaten. There's just no, none of those kids. They all got eaten. Okay.
They were consumed. Yep.
All right. So that's the cat phenomenon. So I'm not going to get many people circling. If a cat shows up, they're trying to get me in my body. So that's what was going on.
They're trying to ground you. They're trying to ground you.
And who are they? Aliens in the cat?
Sometimes.
Who's the cat? Okay.
Sometimes. We don't want to mess you up because we're not trying to distract you. That would be for you a distraction. It's not necessary.
Okay, the next point. That same Saturday night, the postal car showed up. Like, while I'm out there,
uh-huh.
the car comes
uh-huh.
down the highway. There's no other cars. It comes in, and it comes up near me and then goes into the driveway, which is the area in the first part of my walk to the left before I go back towards the gay boy's house. And this the car drives in. And I think I hear, they threw a newspaper out. So the car comes mm-hmm. back out, and I ran up to it, and I said, hold it. So I have a conversation. I said, explain. I have not seen you for 2 or 3 months.
Right.
You know, you're not. And so they say, well, this is a female. I think the female in the driver's seat says,
right.
We only come once a week. We fill in for the regular guy. And I say, well, I come out every night. Okay, hold it, Aya. Don't say anything.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said, well, I'm out here every night. I never see the other guy every other day during the week. And she didn't know what to say to that. I don't know what she said. Well, he may come a different time. He doesn't come
uh-huh.
like I come at this time at, you know, at the regular time. So I pretended to accept that. And I said, so there's other people getting the newspaper. Yeah, and that's what we do. We deliver paper, and I do it once a week, but you haven't seen me for months. I don't know why. And so it was pleasant. And so we kind of pretended that we came to some, oh, okay, Bob understands it now. They're human, and they're doing this thing. And that's why I only see him occasionally once, that woman, only once a week. So you're going to tell me, so I'm thinking about this after they go, I said, fucking I'm going to say, no, they were aliens, Bob, they were fucking with you. So is that what you're going to say, that they were still aliens?
Of course. Or if that's true, then say, okay, you come once a week. What day of the week do you come weekly? Because I'm out here every single day, 7 days a week. And so that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, no, they come the sun, maybe weekend. They come once a week on the weekend. So
okay.
You're saying, what are you saying? That they're, what's the contradiction?
None of that is true. None of that's true because they don't come. You hadn't seen them in months. And you're there
that's
every
right.
night.
Yeah.
So They haven't been. So they were just telling you a story like, well, you're around every night trying to see who's driving around. Who's
I'm still investigating Ion's statement that there's nobody here on, in the fifth kingdom or where we are, the fifth gate. And you showed up. So who the fuck are you? Oh, you're aliens. It'll count. Okay, yeah. You're right. There's nobody here. Okay, so you say that there. I talked to a fucking alien there, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay, that's great.
And they changed. That's not the same person you talked to the first time. It was similar, but not exactly the same.
Similar, yeah. I couldn't remember enough the details, but they were similar.
Hey,
that's
man,
right.
You know, those damn details,
There was but I don't think there was 2 months ago. But this time there was another person in the passenger seat, and they were giggling.
Sure.
So that was
I'm
him,
sure.
right?
So yeah. I'm sure. They're like, okay, what you gonna do if he says, "Tell me your name"? I mean, they have to tell you who their name is. Yeah, that's gonna get ugly.
Oh, you ask them their name. Okay, so. Do they know that I'm on to them? If they're aliens, they're pretty smart, right?
They don't care. They really don't care. I mean, they just don't.
So they go
don't,
along.
They, don't,
they just go along with the game. Okay, here's this guy, Bob.
Sure.
We
it's
know
like,
what he's up
fun.
To.
And it's
okay,
like, okay, if he gets out of hand, we'll just wipe him. We'll wipe him, and he won't even remember anything. We'll wipe him. We'll wipe him out so he won't know anything.
Right.
It'll be okay.
Yeah.
It'll be okay. Don't worry
okay,
about it.
Okay.
We'll do this again. We've done this every day, but not every day.
Yeah.
You know.
Do... So I like this. It's not, I think this would be fun to play for people to hear this little drama.
Sure.
So they,
cognition, the drama of cognition.
That's right. Bob's cognition. So the,
however swayed, it's his cognition.
So they didn't want too, much interaction with me. Okay. Is there a reason they show up? Are they balancing me in some way? Like the cat.
No, the better question is, here's the question that Carolyn asked. Bob, what in the hell is wrong with you running up on a coast you between the eyes? Why are you running up these strange cars in the neighborhood? That would be the better question to say. What possessed you that was a good idea to see who these people are running? They ain't got no business running up down this road. Who y'all do? What y'all
I regard myself as a god. I've already won, so I'm just pretending.
Well,
pretending there's a drama.
Yeah. That's the point of cognition, I suppose. So good. Pretty
okay.
good. Pretty good.
So
okay, go to your next point.
What are they doing? Is there a
They're
reason
just checking.
For them to show? What are they checking?
They're just checking. You, are you there? What happens if they come and you're not there? What happens if the chair evaporates you and makes you not be able to make it on time? What happens when that happens? So
okay.
make sure.
So they drive out of the compound, and I see them going up the highway, and they disappear. How do they disappear at the end of the highway there and just evaporate? Where do they go once they're driving down the road, and I can't see them anymore?
Outside the fifth gate. See,
this
is the thing. They're trying to find a way to get you. You got two sides of this going on here. One side's trying to get you through the wall. The other side's trying to get you before you get through the wall. See, it's just the drama of cognition.
Who's trying to get me before I get through the wall? That's the angels.
Angels, yes.
Yeah,
they're trying to get
okay.
you. If they get you, because they don't want you to succeed.
I was thinking
they want
about
all that nastiness.
I know. I go back to the two nights when the other car showed up and floated along the golf path.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about my image of that now is that the second time when I just stepped out there, they showed up at the same time. And they were going fast. No normal human-driven car at that time would be going along there fast, right? They were floating. They were totally non-human, and you could see that in my memory. Yeah, and my memory of them whizzing along there, and then they stopped, and I foolishly went down there and taunted them, but they couldn't see me.
Lord,
okay.
That's our bomb.
Right now. Trump said headline. Trump says Biden convinced Putin to bomb Ukraine in Mar-a-Lago campaign speech. Now, on the surface, yes, Biden's an alien, Putin's an alien. They communicate as a team.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
is that what Trump is talking about? That Biden?
That's what he's pointing out.
He's actually
pointing out Bob knowledge.
Yeah, he's pointing out
Correct.
Bob knowledge there.
Just like the same way the Democrats are saying that the documents that were found at Biden's house was planted, that Trump planted those top secret documents in 2006. He planted those documents.
Wow.
So
that's your defense. Okay. So the article says, Donald Trump claimed in a speech to a Mar-a-Lago audience over the weekend that President Joe Biden convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin to go into Ukraine. Now, that's obviously, yep, to the little man, fucking ridiculous. Why would Trump do that? But then it says, Trump without evidence. Oh, okay, go ahead. Because
he does have evidence. But he does have evidence. The evidence, the evidentiary position is what's in Kiev that Zelensky's trying to keep. Remember that one bad phone call Trump had with Zelensky? One bad phone call. He's an actor. He's like a comedic relief person, and now he's running around Vanity Fair, and he's on Zelensky's on the fucking TikTok. How can he run a country in a war and all this kind of stuff on the TikTok? How you doing that?
Yeah.
It's just ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. So they had to cover up their tracks. That's why he went on the other side. That's why Trump was on Zelensky's side. Biden is on Putin's side.
But they're aliens playing a game. They're friends. They're partners in Pentagon Enterprise.
Of course.
Okay, I don't know if I followed that. So Trump had a bad call with Zelensky, and then what happened after that?
They impeached him. They impeached him over a phone call. They said he was getting in bed with Zelensky. The telephone call. Well, check on Joe Biden. What about the $1 billion? Well, research that. Find the person that got fired. I want to know who that is. That's Biden is in the bed. This is a problem. I can help this. Zelensky was the new prime minister, or something. They impeached him over it. Come to find out, it was Biden. So, just saying.
It was Biden doing what?
Doing dirty business deals over the $1 billion worth of financing for Ukraine.
Okay, so how did Biden convince Putin to invade Ukraine? It was over the Kiev virus?
Gazprom.
Yeah, no, we got these very lethal viruses in there that nobody knows how to.
That's not about that. No, they want that. This is about Gazprom, Russian Gazprom.
But it's aliens are talking.
Okay. They're trying to stop all petroleum. They can't stand petroleum. They don't want any petroleum. They're going to take away your gas stove.
Why don't
they
like
petroleum?
They don't want petroleum.
They don't want any petroleum. They don't want it. They don't like it. None of them do.
Because
they don't
need petroleum to travel around.
Correct. And or live. And or heat. Or cool. Or fill in the blank.
Okay. So what you have is Trump is pointing out that there is collusion between Joe Biden and Putin, and Trump is basing that on him listening to our show and hearing Ion say that they're aliens and they cooperate.
And the things that he's actually witnessing, the things that he's witnessing with the cue drops and the other side of the same position. Yeah, it's starting to get ugly because we all laughed about the conspiracy theorists and all that kind of stuff, but now there's no conspiracy now. It's all being uncovered, exposed, which means that it's becoming more and more and more and more an adjunct professor. These things that you're saying, they've got to start happening fast or you're going to run out of gas. That's the
point. Well, that's what I'm saying. You've got to have what Ian's predicted start happening.
Bob, it is. It is, darling. It is. It is. It is. They're stacking up bodies in China like cordwood. And now they said, we had three COVID deaths this year. They're showing them in the crematorium lined up, stacked up in piles. So they're burning them up. Can't even bury them. Can't dig a hole deep enough. But yeah, and the new variant's hitting here. The B.3.6.8.9.8.4.2.99, something, the new one that they've made up. So, yeah,
it's hitting where? In North America?
United States of America.
Okay. We'll get to that. So the article says, Trump, without evidence, said Biden told the Russian leader it would be no problem if he took some parts of Ukraine in the invasion Russia began in February 2022.
But now, you know what they should have said? Well, we consulted with Bob, and Bob says, well, Ukraine's got too much property. Give a little back. You're not using it. Crimea isn't that big a deal. I mean, you can't even pronounce Kiev. Go ahead and take that, too. Why don't you go ahead? Crimea is not that big a deal. They'll never notice. They'll never notice. Go ahead and help yourself. It's fine.
Now, we can broadcast this stuff, eh? Nothing dangerous about. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
So it says,
well, we don't know what dangerous is.
I know. Yeah.
Biden stepped past actually, dangerous some time ago.
Yeah. Biden actually sought a peaceful solution to Russia's warmongering and condemned the invasion. It was Trump who called Putin's invasion genius at the time. Okay, so that's just the Democrat. That's Adam Schiff's version. So then,
No, it's Akeem Jeffries, the one who can't talk white. He don't talk white.
And
majority whip. He's a minority whip. He talk about. He's a talk about talking thing. And he can't even talk right with his speech impediment. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay, the Mar-a-Lago event, a mini campaign speech, reportedly was linked to the Conservative Political Action Conference. Trump also told his audience he invited professors to the White House to explain how horrible a nuclear war would be if it came up in the presidential debates. So, he talked about the lunatic who shot Ashley Babbitt, the woman who was shot on January 6th.
Wait. Here's a little insight on that. You do know that they have somewhere over the rainbow, they have released the footage showing that they had magnetic locks on the Capitol doors, and the guards from the inside went and motioned to the cameras to tell them to release the mag locks so that the people could get in. That's when they were marching in the front door on the carpet, walking through the Capitol.
Right.
Them open the doors on the inside. So it was a nasty Pelosi setup, just as was prescribed.
And that came out today?
Yes.
So this stuff, the pro-Trump view is coming out rapidly yesterday and today and tomorrow.
It doesn't matter because the pistol-packing grannies has about had enough. The pistol-packing grannies they're about pissed. The pistol-packing grannies are pissed, and they fix to stop asking all these questions and start having all this double talk. I'm not interested in your double talk. Is it going to be right, or am I going to shoot you in the face? You going to do right, or I'm going to shoot you in the face? Ain't no law no more. Ain't no law no more. You can't even arrest the bad guys. The bad guys are even arresting themselves. Well, they're purging themselves. They're going to kill a little Asian woman, shooting the leg, take a baseball bat and bashing little Asian women in the head. Yeah, you cannot go like this because it becomes just as we said, as you are prescribing while you're waiting on our words to come true. When we said, Bob, it's going to be like the Purge. You said, Ion, what is the Purge? And I said, well, it's a movie. For one day a year, they can come in, you can kill anybody you want to, and nobody says nothing. You can do what you want to do for one day. It's called the Purge. It thins things up. So if you got a problem with somebody and you need to go kill them, that's the day to go do it on the Purge. There's like a series of movies. Well, that's what's happening now. It's called The Purge.
And if that's happening, Oscar is watching because Bob McKeown have to go to the bunker under those conditions.
Maybe.
He's going to be shot.
Maybe. Well, you know, you're okay from that side because you are in the fifth gate. But
We're not even there. We're not in perceivable.
Correct.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean that won't change. So just go easy. Don't simmer down now. Don't get too crazy because, you don't want to do that because it disrupts things. You don't like disruption. But if we have to do it, we have to do it. But you don't want to. Yeah. I don't want you in a disruption because if you get disrupted, then you're not focused, and then that's a problem. We're not going to. And then I have to teach you how to. You hadn't figured out the turbo bridge yet. How the fuck are you going to run a monolith? This could get ugly.
Okay. Yeah. So Trump says there is no reason. We're not going to let this go on. These people are horrible, horrible people. And what they did, the protest is bad. So they have a few quotes, and they make fun of Trump. That's obviously idiotic, what he's saying. Now, what did he say in the speech that's not reported that is of great significance. Why did you point out this speech? Why did you say, wait for this speech? What do
it's all available. It's all available. He exposed it. He basically explained what's up. He told him the whole deal. He says, this is what happened. This is how it happened. This is the proof of
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And when he says Biden convinced Putin to bomb, he knows that he's talking about the aliens. He doesn't say they're aliens, but he's speaking from a Bob perspective here. Okay, so
correct.
So
yeah, because Donald Trump is not trying to say, I represent QAnon in this conversation. He's not trying to say that, Bob. And if he said that they're aliens and then there's nothing you can do, that's not going to go over well with Joe America.
Right. So he is he's trying to say, so you were impressed that he was going to try to say something close to Bob knowledge, and that was the significance of his January 7th speech.
Well, he did. He did.
Yeah.
He did everything but poke him in the eye.
All right. So that's
a lot of people. And here's the thing. And you think, well, nobody's listening to Donald J. Trump. Yes, they are. And there's now that it's not necessarily through Truth Social, not through Truth Social. It's all over the place. There are a subculture that's following you, Bob. They're following you every step of the way. And that's why you're having all these problems with the Turbo Bridge and Bill and all this myth. They're trying to quench it. And you're saying, we're not going to be quenched. We're going to continue on because this is what we do. We know this. We are going to make sure you're all right.
Yeah, I thought you were talking about Trump when you said he's all over
the
place.
We are.
But we're part of that, too. We are all over the place.
No. You got it wrong. We're not a part of Trump. Trump's a part of you. Don't mess that up.
Right. So we're all over the place via Trump being all over the place.
Correct. Because he's doing all kind of crazy things.
I'm looking at this. Okay. I look at the second article. Trumpian election rejection goes global. And they're talking about the protests in Brazil. That's lockdown Bob Rule. Trumpian election rejection goes global.
Correct.
Okay,
and then they had a bad day in France and Paris, and they burnt Paris. Nobody's talking about that.
That's right. Well, no, and the tech body ain't talking about it for its reasons. It's orchestrating it the way it wants to do it. Okay.
Correct. Calm down. It's just a few bodies. People die every day. Why are y'all getting so excited about? Ain't nothing serious going on here. Just relax. Go play the tiki-tok. You'll be okay. Get you some Twitters. Get you some twits. Get you some Twitters.
Okay.
You'll be all
right. Right. So we have to say that I am predicting significance will be uttered by Trump on the 7th, and it happened. Okay.
Correct.
Yeah.
And as recorded and available, probably on informationfarm.blogspot.com right now.
Are you helping... like you helped Sidney Powell, are you helping the Jim Jordan and the committee, the Republican committee that's going after Biden and them? Are you helping them with finding stuff? Okay.
We're not finding stuff, we're exposing stuff. We don't find things, we have things. We're trying to keep this boat floating in the harbor as long as it may.
Okay, so this attack on Biden and the flipping of the situation where Biden's going to jail is all part of Bob lockdown, because you're doing this on our behalf, and Jim Jordan and them are channeling it. They don't know
the pendulum.
They're being used.
Okay. You know JW's long case clocks, right? You know the long case clock? It has a pendulum. It swings one way, and as far as it swings one way, it swings the other way. Back and forth, melodiously. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Well, that's not time. But that's how it keeps time. So what's happening now, the pendulum is swinging the other way. And everybody's like, well, we've had enough of this bullshit. You can't spend trillions of goddamn dollars. You don't even know what a trillion dollars is. And now we're going to make interest rate 10%. So 10% of $31 trillion is how many billions of dollars do we owe every day? How are we going to pay this? You can't print enough. We'll have to borrow Zimbabwe dollars to make this work out. This is crazy. Stop it. Stop it. It's more than you can spend. It's more than you can spend, Bob. That's nobody figures out. No. You don't know. Because now what happens is when you reverse it, you're gonna have a very different conversation. You're gonna have deflation instead of inflation. You think?
Okay. And I have something to say about that, but that's later. Okay, so So Ion's prediction came true about January 7th. So that's a good one for you. Okay, so the next, back to the alien talk and my experience. On early Friday, so last week, early Friday morning, I was in the kitchen, and there was a strong perfume.
Oh, shit. We don't like smells. We don't like smells, Bob.
I know. So anyway, look, so I smell it, and I look around, see, will Carol leave something? No, it doesn't seem like it. This is obviously Gilgamesh, the big angel or something, is in the room here, or close. And then Carolyn came down and said, do you smell it? She didn't smell it. But she looked around. She didn't see anything that would evoke perfume. And we'd never had a perfume smell like that in the house. So was
she
that the angel?
You wouldn't have it. You'd take you'd take a water hose to the house if that happened, Bob. You don't do smells.
Yeah.
Especially bad smells. But you don't do smells. You don't do that. Because it's like whatever the smell is, it's not for you. It's not clean. No matter what sweet or bitter, you don't have it. Either way, it's dirty to you.
That's right. So what was that, the Red Angel nearby and didn't know it was nearby me, or what was going on?
Yep. Exactly right. You've got to be strident, Bob. You've got to be aware. When you smell it, step away. Get away from that smell, whatever that smell is. Don't go goddamn looking for it. Hey, Carolyn, there's a rattlesnake in the house. Come pet the rattlesnake. Bob, the rattlesnakes do not like it when you pet them. Do not pet the rattlesnake. When you smell something, step away from it. Go to the library or to the dining room where there's not a table. Or upstairs.
Step out of the room.
Step out of wherever the smell is. And if the smell follows you, keep moving.
Okay. Well, what happened is I smelled it and then talked to Carol and then it was gone.
Good.
So why does it go away? The angel moved on?
It's trying to find you.
Yeah, it's moving around.
We got the wrong fucking house. Everybody's got them houses look the same. How are we going to figure this out? Every single one of them is exactly alike. I don't know. It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. All right. Very good. Okay. So here's an interesting question. I've been walking the boardwalk for 14 years, down by the ocean, going to the beach. And when I pass somebody, did it in New York, I'd look them in the eye. I'd look at them, see if they look back at me. If they're nice or something, I might say hello. But I always look at people. I pay attention to the people passing by me.
Good.
Okay, so I've looked at a lot of people in 14 years here. How many have I looked at? Now, on the level of they might have ignored me, they might have looked at me.
About half. Most of them aren't even human. I mean, if you look at how they act and what they do, no human would do that. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, look at what they're doing.
Well, they're just walking along on the beach.
Right, and it's like, I don't know, but it's not just walking along. What are they doing? They're staring at their damn telephone or something stupid when you're doing your little screaming, hey! That was fun.
Yeah.
Because it was like bringing to their attention. It's like, you're in fucking fifth gate. You're in goddamn paradise. It's a prison, but you're in paradise, and you're walking around looking on your damn Twitter feed. Ridiculous.
Yeah. Okay. That's that. But my point is that my question is, how many numbers of people did I look at in this 14 years?
About half of all that you looked at.
Yeah. Okay. Is that 100,000? 50,000?
No. There ain't that many. There ain't that many, Bob. There ain't that many. You don't look at that many people. 10,304. That's it. That's total.
Yeah. Okay, so that's how many. Now,
that's a lot, and that's more than you want to, and that's more than you'd let touch you. So there you go.
Yeah. So, and the other half, how many? There's another 10,000 that weren't human.
At least, yeah.
Yeah. So, when I'm at a press conference, I become kind of known. Will any of them say, "I remember that guy looks familiar. I've seen that guy somewhere." Mm-hmm. Well, some of those 10,000 have that feeling.
Sure. But he had a pipe, though. This guy's got a pipe. I don't remember him ever with a pipe. But he had good hair like that. The hair was good. He had good hair. And it means his complexion is really good. But he had a pipe. Seems like he smoked a pipe. I don't know.
Okay, well, that's good. So good. It's not 500,000. It's about 10,000. And then there's
Corbin. I can't live with you, but I can't live without you. I can't live with you, but I can't live without you. Same thing. Same problem.
Corbin? Corbin, yeah. Down in Los Angeles?
Yes.
Is Corbin still alive?
Yeah, he's very wet.
What's that mean?
California's gone, Bob.
Right. Right. Oh, well,
stop. Don't you sit here and turn around and say, oh, yeah, there's nothing going on. Everything's fine in California. Everybody's beautiful. There's no problem. Then you go look again. It's like, uh-huh. Now, and the bomb is on the way. The big boy that's coming from Hawaii, it's on the way. And they're saying it's going to be 6 feet of rain. 6 feet of rain.
Okay.
And everything's flooded. Everything's flooded.
So Jerry Pialka in Venice is flooded.
Mm-hmm. You should Google Lord, I don't know. Wait till Matt Drudge tells you what's going on, Bob. You can't really go by that otherwise.
No, I looked at the TikToks, and I know about the two big ones, swirling things lined up behind the present rain.
The present rain is already too much.
Right.
Go ahead with what you're
saying. Sound Count said a few hours ago, this is it, Bob. This is the big deal. California's going into the ocean. This is just hurricanes. That's what I said.
Yeah.
Nah, they're just hurricanes and stuff.
No, it's just hurricanes.
Not
right.
I said it's just hurricanes. It's not the big earthquake which puts California in the sea. Okay, so I said that. Now you're saying that these hurricanes, and there's two of them behind the prison.
They're not hurricanes.
They're bomb cyclones.
It's called bomb cyclones, but they're going to have hurricane force winds. But a hurricane would blow through, and then it would be over. This isn't that. This sets up a position where it pulls up all the water. As the poles are flipping, it's causing all the water to be pulled out of the earth. Out of the earth.
The
water that's in the earth, it's pulling it out because you're having less and less electromagnetivity. Is that the way to say it? Less and less magnetism. So the less magnetism pulls the water out of the earth. And then what happens is it rains a bunch.
Okay. It dumps on California. So Carolyn is saying these two bomb cyclones are going to dump California Sea. You agree with Carolyn?
We do. If it's like paradise, there won't be much left. Remember, they burned paradise and put in a parking lot.
you mean paradise, the song, or paradise in
California.
Joe Dunn Sloan? Yeah, the one that
paradise,
was
California
Joe Dunn Sloan's widow. Joe Dunn Sloan's widow lived in paradise. She was dead
not anymore.
The time of the burning. Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. So you're saying that it's not an earthquake that's going to put California
mm-mm.
into the sea.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
Is Bob's
but the
water
fissures,
coming from?
But the fissures that it creates when it pulls the water out of the earth will not sustain it. It's kind of like that. What do they call that? The quicksand or what they call it? Quick earth, or where it becomes like a slushy. The earth under the ground becomes a slushy, so you have those sinkholes.
Quicksand.
Yeah, like that, quicksand, but they call it something else.
Yeah, so that's going to happen as a result of this water?
It's happening now.
Okay.
There's creeks that have been dry forever. There's creeks been dry forever, and it's like washing out the world.
Okay,
boulders
so
the size of your house.
You're saying millions of people are going to die over the next week in California.
They probably are. They won't report it like that, but, yeah, it'll take a while for the Drudge to catch up with it. But, yeah, it's going to get ugly. If you didn't get out of California, don't worry about it. That's what we're saying. We said that some time ago. We said, get out. And he said, okay, if you don't get out, then don't worry about it. Just stay there.
Yeah,
you'll
so
be fine.
Linda's up there in Oregon. She's not in that environment.
She's in a mess. That side of Eureka is a mess. It's going to be wet, but she should be able to make it.
All right.
She
what about
swim.
The Hawaiian disaster bomb cyclone is going to happen to them? And
it's happening now.
Weren't the Los Alamos fucking bolted off Spain supposed to happen first before Hawaii?
Nope. We didn't say first. You're doing a mirrored image now. The 60-foot wave is now going to come on the California side first. It's reversed.
Okay. All
it's
right.
Reversed. You're doing a mirrored image of it now. Now, that doesn't mean La Paloma Loma ain't going to blow, because them tunnels are about done, because it's now it's going to start reversing, pulling this out. It's almost like, okay, we can explain this. You are aware of like a hydroelectric dam where a dam is built and a lake is behind the dam, and it builds up a big pile of water, and then they have a little chute. The water runs down and turns a turbine and creates electricity. You're aware of that conjunctive notion. Now what's going to happen is it's going to run the other way. The turbine's going, instead of it falling down, it's going to run up. That's going to undo everything.
The Hoover Dam? It's going to do that, the Hoover
everywhere.
Dam?
Everywhere. The Earth's doing it now.
Okay,
the Earth is doing
saying,
it now.
Yeah, you're saying the Earth is, the poles are flipping. Hasn't it been going on for 20 years?
At least. But now it's starting to get more critical. Because now you're fixing to go what they call supernova, which is the wrong way to describe it. It's the Earth that's going supernova, because the electromagnetic field that's parsing out and becoming less allows the solar radiation to come, which makes the poles flip faster. Meanwhile, Fukushima, the rods have officially hit the core. That was this morning.
Right. So
good job. Good job there, Bob. You're finally doing something.
Yeah, the disaster you talked about a year ago on my birthday, that's when you laid out a lot of the stuff. And we had to wait a year, and nothing was happening. Now it's happening. You're saying we're now in the actualization
of
what I am predicted. Okay.
Correct.
So
that's why Carolyn was upset, because we were talking about butt fucking.
Yeah, right. Okay, so listen. Does Tucker Carlson, does he listen to us?
Yes, he does. That's where he gets his insight. And Sean Hannity used to, till he got too pie-eyed. He was trying to make a name for himself, and now he's become vanilla. He was trying to become Rush Limbaugh, and he'll never be a Rush Limbaugh. Never. That's what he tried to be forever and ever and ever. But he's too vanilla. He's too in between. He's in the zeitgeist got him. Mediacology mellowed him to the point where he is meh. He's not hot or cold. He doesn't talk about anything.
Right. That is mediacology is what the B1s are doing. The aliens
plus
the tech party. Mediacology, which is pentadic and hexadic, is what
that's
I think.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what killed. Yeah. That's what killed Diamond.
Okay. All right. So. Next point. There's a lot of topical, but just finishing up the ones I was concerned about.
Yeah.
Trump did not become Speaker of the House. He kind of J.W. kind of predicted. J.W. might become Speaker. Okay. All right.
Hold on. Stop. Wait now. This ain't Nasty Pelosi. Day one, they changed the rules. Here's how the rules go. If anybody don't like Mr. McCarthy, I always think of Charlie McCarthy when I think of him, Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
When he comes up there, they can now have it. They've got a new rule. If anybody in the House of Representatives don't like Kevin McCarthy, they can say, excuse me, sir, I have a vote of no confidence. And then immediately they have to call a vote on the floor. Right then.
Right.
He could be undone with one person saying, I don't like you no more. And if enough people vote that way, he's through. He's toast.
Yeah. And the 20 Republicans, Matt Gaetz and them, they caused that. They won.
Yeah.
You know,
Kevin
became Speaker, but he's totally controlled.
You won.
Yeah.
You won.
And so via Trump. Trump won.
Yeah. And he's giggling because the last thing he wants to be is a Speaker of the House. That's when they shoot. That's the one they shooting at, for fuck's sake. Why do you want to be that?
So,
don't be that.
So he's not going to accept it.
We don't know. We don't know that. You don't. He may have to. We're working on viceroys, Bob. When the dying starts hard, things are going to change. The quantitative position that everybody's so stridently willing to fight and die for. Most of them are going to be dead, so it really won't matter then. We're going to have another conversation. So you'll see. It's just a strategy. It's like after the Black Death. They weren't worried
now,
about their draperies after the Black Death.
Right. So right now in California, are there some people there who listened to us at some point through the years? They remember what we said, but never took it seriously.
Oh, you mean like Eben? You mean like Eben? That would be a good place to start.
Yeah.
Like
Eben. Mm-hmm. Is Eben looking at this saying, holy shit, this is what I didn't make it out. I didn't leave in time. Is that what Eben's thinking right now?
We told her because she's like, we'll have to work it out or we'll have to see how it goes, but it ain't looking good. Okay. Okay. Most of Los Angeles is still here. Okay. Most of it's still here, but not all of it. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, no, that's not good.
Mm-hmm. So Eben may have waited around too long.
What's happening is that you have a what they call a super saturation. It's called liquefaction. Liquefaction. It's when the earth becomes so wet that it can't take any more water. So it liquefies the soil, and it makes those separations. Now, you have those fault lines. We've talked to Eugene to death. Eugene understands this, you know, and Rejoice knows this too as well. We went through this all over with those new fault lines. When you start having the liquefaction happen, those fault lines are going to open up, and that's the whole plate. That's why Hawaii is moving to Alaska. Same thing.
Right. And also it opens up the caldera.
Yeah, we don't want to talk about that just yet, but yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so you're saying, earthquake. It's California falls.
Not an earth. Don't call it earthquake. Don't call it earthquake.
Not an earthquake.
Wrong.
It's fucking liquefaction. I get that. Yeah, so that's the twist. That's the angle no one had accurate.
Correct.
No one had the right image of it. Okay.
But all the geologists recognize it in the painted pots. In Jellystone, we call it Jellystone because the Yogi Bear, Yellowstone National Park, the painted pots have changed. They don't work the same way anymore. As a matter of fact, they had to close it all because it was getting too ugly. The point is that all that position of that power in the what you call the caldera, it's what's feeding the underneath side of the fall of California 8.
What about the caldera? The underneath it is the caldera.
Yeah, the caldera is not on the earth top. It's down deep under the ground, caldera.
Yeah.
And that's going to open up. But the opening up won't necessarily be the fall of Jellystone. It's going to cause California to pull against itself. So basically it's kind of like if you're rolling dough, you're going to fold it into itself. So it'll basically roll California into the ocean, in essence.
Okay. So there it's been described.
There might be a little island. There might be a little island, maybe. Maybe a little island. We said that, though, back in the day.
Okay, there's Eben. Are there other people who heard us or saying, holy fuck, this looks like what Ian's talking about? Are they thinking that?
Sure.
As they prepare to die? Midnight walks. Sunday night, a couple days ago, after it, we said, did you notice the strange light in the atmosphere? Mm-hmm. It was maybe lighter, mm-hmm. which often happens during a full moon. And I hadn't mm-hmm. noticed it, but I'm assuming something happened there. What was causing what JW was commenting on? The strange light, strange mm-hmm. atmosphere.
The atmosphere, the charge in the atmosphere is changing. Carolyn notices it more in the morning time now because the air is different. When she's walking, she breathes it. And it's easier to breathe. Where before it was kind of heavy, it's lighter air now. It was heavier to breathe, but now it's not heavy anymore. It's lighter.
Have you noticed that, Carolyn?
Not really. I'll pay more attention. I haven't been walking as much.
Okay, so here's what happens. Like, not a stop. You know, like, Carolyn, you know when you have those people that do the ozone things, the machines that make ozone?
Yeah.
That people breathe, and it's like after it smells like after a thunderstorm. It's like a fresh smell, that kind of thing. It'll make elastic go out of your drawers. Ozone will. It's the world is becoming ozoned.
Ah.
And so what it does is it charges the air, so it makes it easier for you to breathe because it's going to be less and less and less and less and less oxygen. So you're conditioning yourself to that. But you're good at this, so... You know what I mean? You're good at this, so you may not bump into him.
Did JFK, in his liaisons with Marilyn Monroe, ever beat her up? Was he aggressive on her
No,
an asshole.
No, no. He was always a mind fuck. He was always a mind fuck. Because see, he was in a bad way. He had a bad back, so he couldn't even get it right. He couldn't. He had a lot of erectile dysfunction too, which would make him aggressive. It would make him aggressive, but it didn't matter because he would always attack from a standpoint to make her. She was very beautiful. She had that Coke bottle shape, you know, the perfect shape, that perfect shape as far as something that would be alluring or seductive. But he couldn't take advantage of that the right way that he should. So he would rip the mind. He would be. It would make it a cranial intercoursing, which would make her feel less than, which then put her into a drug rehab state of mind. So he
and he would
like
do this by
her
telling
around.
Her he was intellectually abusing her by telling her state secrets like the UFOs and that.
Right, and you're ugly. And why do you think that looks good on you? And who do you think you are? And why can't you make me happy? Hey, why can't you get me off, basically? If you were more beautiful, you could do this. Yeah, so it was very, very, very mind play that was, and that's what she died of, because she couldn't take it anymore. She's like, God damn, I'm the best thing since sliced bread. How does this work? And I slept with every Kennedy that walks by here. And it ain't enough. So it became cranial intercoursing.
So that's what, and just, she got mad and just threatened to go public. So that's what killed her.
And then she was killed.
Yeah, her frustration led to her being killed. If California is wiped out, that kills off congressmen. That changes the numbers of people in Congress, right?
Everything. It changes everything. That's why they're having such a big looty-dooty-doo about figuring all this stuff out. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. You ain't going to do shit. You hadn't done shit. So if you was going to do shit now. Well, you can't. Okay, good. So don't worry about it. So now they're just talking. Now they're just chewing. It's kind of like eating a meal, Bob, and chewing but never swallowing. What's the point? They're chewing, chewing, but they never swallow.
So they're talking about investigating things. But stuff's coming out that proves what Trump's saying. So Trump has, let's imagine they investigated the Democrats for the next 3 months. And then there was a big conclusion in May or June that Trump was right. Well, we ain't waiting for that. It's already the mind. The public is seeing his comeback, his revenge. You know, it's happening faster on the information level.
And it's also causing the aliens to respond quicker, because they realize that when people stop listening, or when then people turn off the radio, or people, as you said, just keep typing. Well, when they stop typing, it's over. When they stop typing, it's over. And then there doesn't make any difference. Nobody cares anymore what you think.
Well, that's where the tech body loses. It doesn't matter what it's saying.
Well, okay, now there's a rub there. The answer, the obvious response, the tort response would say you're right, Bob. But if you don't have a tortious claim, then it may not be right. Because now what you're saying is that the physician has to undo the relative capacity, and it may or may not. Because when you're saying, okay, I don't want no Social Security. I don't want no Social Security. You keep my Social Security. They're still going to send it to you. If you don't cash it or if you don't use it, that's fine. That's your business. But you're saying that this physician turns off Social Security. And that's where it gets there's a little hard rub in there if you're not careful.
It may not happen. It may not turn off the Social Security.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So, yeah, it's on the meme level. Trump is winning this week. So Trump can strut around for a couple of weeks, but then there's going to be more fucking disasters and more other things that will distract everybody.
Well, they'll forget it because you got angels from the realms of glory that are trying to tear up shit. And they're fixing to. Hard. They're going to undo things. So, like I say, that's what we were talking about. You won't be worried about if your drapes got quiffed or quaffed.
Yeah, right.
You won't be worrying about the state of your drapes.
So this is what the angel aliens, the Bob aliens, not the Pentagon aliens, and you were saying something. Yeah, it's always Pentagon aliens in terms of what we see in the tech body. But meanwhile, the Eastern Gate aliens, they're watching these events and trying to figure out, calculate, when does that Bob, right?
Correct. Or try to. No, they're trying every day. They're trying to get it. They're trying to get it every day. No question. There's no question there. But see,
they're trying to get me through, but I ain't coming through. So far.
Correct. And then the other side, they have to be very careful so that you don't get exposed and get swept up by the angels. Because if the angels get you, this meal is terminated. It's not good.
Yeah, part of this disaster that's happening in California is done by the angels. So the angels are getting their way right now.
Los Angeles. Yep, the Los Angeles.
Yeah,
yep.
Right. Okay, here's some topical points. Carrie Lake. True that they rigged the election against her? Did Hobbs and them cheat?
They did. They did, and she proved it. They did, and she proved it.
Tech Body won't show that right yet, but she might.
It's an appeal of an appeal of an appeal, and they're looking at the cases. That's the same thing with your Brunson case in the SCOTUS.
Yeah, that's happening,
don't
too.
Don't worry.
All of that stuff, she might become governor, but it'll be an Arizona that's, the coastline, the coast of the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Oceanfront property in Arizona. From
it'll
front
be
porch,
all.
You'll be able to see the sea, Bob.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of new issues are going to erase the whole problems that she thinks she's got right now. She'll become
not
governor, but then.
Not a problem. Yeah. It's not a problem. The one you got to watch is Sarah Sanders. Sarah Sanders.
Where's
Sarah
she?
Huckabee. Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Arkansas.
Why do we need to watch her? Why watch her?
She's gonna be a driving force in this whole thing because she's sane and she follows you like a bad habit.
Wow. Does she?
That was Trump. That was Trump's press secretary. Remember?
Yeah, I remember her. So Tucker Carlson. Yes. There's a little documentary, he was being interviewed by a guy and he was talking about his personal life. Like he just hangs around where he lives out in the suburbs or country.
Yeah.
And he thinks. He just sits there every day and thinks, okay, this is some good stuff. I'll read this and that. And then he does a show on it.
No,
but
he's actually
listening to us is what he's preparing.
That's exactly right. And he does the counterpart. And then he looks at you real straight in the face and asks the stupid backward questions like, well, you don't think they really meant us harm, do you? You don't think they really meant us do us harm. Did Al-Qaeda mean to do us harm? Do you think that's the case? It's kind of like, I will punch you in the fucking nose. Fuck, don't ask that question like that. He's trying to be the counterintuitive meme in the room. It's ridiculous. But
yeah, he's looking for the anti. He's trying to be anti-environmental. And that's very hard under present tech party conditions to be an anti-environmental.
Well, now, especially when he's the one that's the voice trying to tell people something. He's trying to tell people something, and he asks the question like, well, you don't think they meant to do us harm? He's like, come on now. Yes, they meant to do us harm. Okay, what you got to say about it? Well, that's just ridiculous. I can't believe that. That's terrible. Why do you think they would feel that way? It's like Greg Gutfeld on dope.
Right. Okay. Has Elon Musk, or whatever that image is that they call Elon Musk, did he borrow some technology from the aliens to do, or was he given some technology to pull
from
off
you,
what he's done?
From you. Yes, from you. It wasn't from the aliens. It was from you. If you didn't approve it, he wouldn't get it. We're fixing to do a Starlink. We're fixing to do a Starlink now. We're fixing to go. We're fixing to put a rocket to the star, to a star.
So he's getting it from, does he listen to our show? That's how he gets it from me, or is there some other level? I'm not a.
Yeah, there's other levels. There's other levels.
Okay, here's the next question.
It's back to the sausage grinder, Bob. You don't care how the sausage gets made.
Right. Okay. At the beginning of the December 28, 2022 private session, number 186A, which hasn't been broadcast yet, you say the phrase, we got your six, S-I-X.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Okay, in the military, when somebody says, I got your six, that means that you have my back. If I got your six, that I got your back. Nobody's going to shoot you in the back because I got your back.
Oh, okay.
If I got your six, I got your back.
You never knew that, Bob?
I never heard the phrase, no. Well, why would I know about it? I don't care about anything. I don't know any. I don't know much, Daryl.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
What'd you say, Daryl?
Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
Yeah, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
That's Iris Brooks. That's Iris Brooks.
And we're still sure that Bob is in charge. We're still sure about that?
Well, Carolyn, the good news is he can't lead us astray because he can't lead us in the first place.
And there's nobody to leave. It's all written since before the foundations of the earth, Carolyn, for fuck's sake. Yeah. Okay.
That's okay. Now you're going to get a half an apple to eat tonight. Half an apple is all you're going to get now.
Right. Next question. Do humans, little man, do they, he, she, deserve to be wiped out, which is what's starting to happen now?
Yes.
Do they deserve?
Yes. They certainly do. If you didn't ascend, then you're doomed to die. If you don't ascend, you're doomed to die. So you deserve to die. That's the point. That's the point. If you don't like that, then ascend. If you do like that, then you certainly won't mind dying. It's your time. That's what the primitive Baptists would say. What is to be will be. So let it go.
All right. They were saying in a TikTok a week or two ago that there were 250 million Chinese people dying.
At least.
From COVID or something. Are they
the new COVID.
The
new COVID.
Which is, Carol told me the name last night.
B6938284777. Yep.
You know that name, Carol?
No.
She hasn't seen that one. Did it come out of Kiev, this new virus?
No. No, it came out of Wuhan.
Okay. So the Kiev super virus that's sitting there in Kiev hasn't been released yet. Okay, so is this virus
killing? That's the Black Death. Call that one the Black Death. That's the one people recognize.
Right. So that has.
That's the one. Do you remember 100,000 years ago when he's talking about the little Zika babies, that are alive, popping out? Yeah, that's the one that's in Kiev, the little Zika virus. That's the one you can't get over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one's going to happen at some point.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We've seen it.
So you got millions of Chinese dying. Is that going to spread through Asia and into North America or whatever
they're
dying?
It's in America. It's in America right now. Mm-hmm.
And people are dying.
They are.
Do you agree with
I don't
many
think.
People's No. Do you agree with many people's suspicions that these athletes that are dropping dead because they got vaccinated?
They
you
are.
Agree with
That's
that?
What happened. It's exactly what's happened. You've changed the DNA. That's what. Well, you don't have to. We didn't even say that. Carolyn said that, for fuck's sake. This is Dr. Dean. She's the smart one in this crowd. For Pete's sake, you can't change the strata of the human condition and wonder when something happens funny. Well, every time I get a gallon of corn whiskey, something bad like this happens. You can't use that as a logical repose. Too much.
And so more athletes are going to, people who got vaccinated are going to be dropping dead every day.
Correct. It's all this weird neuropathy, heart condition, arrhythmia. I can't figure it out. The heart electrical current from the AFib turns into bradycardia, and then it can't recuperate and just gives out. Like what happens to old people. That's what happens to old people.
Yes, you mean before they got vaccinated. Whether they get it vaccinated or not, that happens to old people. It's happening to 20-year-olds.
Yeah, typically. Like, that's the people that go to bed and they die in their sleep. They went to bed and died in their sleep. That's what happens to them. Well, that's happening now to 30-year-olds.
Next question. Are we going to make what they call an everything app?
We have already. It's being worked on right now. But the tech body's helping you. And the tech body's going to try to take credit for it, but they're not going to get the credit for it. But we're working on that. That's the what we call the God app. We got that. That's pretty much together.
Is that what we put in people's watches or whatever they computer? Their
you don't
cell
have
phones?
To do that. This will be driven off the monolith. Monolith.
Ah, there's monolith effects coming. That's the main headline there.
It's already started. It's kind of relatively activated, but We don't want to speak out of turn, because if it doesn't happen the next 30 minutes, you'll get on the show and say, that goddamn Ion, he don't know nothing. He can't figure out nothing. So we better calm down. We're going to jet down. We're going to jet down, Bob, make it easy until it catches up. We'll let the ebb and flow catch up so you won't be embarrassed with your wonderful words of wisdom.
Right. So I was reviewing the Kennedy assassination with a new documentary came out in the 80s and 90s. Interesting. I wasn't aware of some of the details. And they point the finger. Basically, they say it's LBJ and it's Texas gang, implemented the JFK assassination. Now, we know the Queen, according to you, influenced JFK, LBJ through Princess
Margaret. Margaret influenced LBJ.
Yeah. So they don't know that level. Unless, and since there's many worlds, your scenario that the Queen initiated and triggered the assassination of JFK, the desire to do it, that happened in another world, not our world. Do you agree with that statement?
No, it's this world. You can ask the Queen. We may bring her to dinner. If you got another half an apple, she might join you for dinner.
Oh, that'd be nice. So you mean here in the Fifth Gate? Or we'd go over there?
Sure. It makes no difference. Whatever. You won't leave. Fuck, you won't go to the Costco. How are we going to get you to Sandringham? How are we going to get you to Sandringham? You won't leave the house.
That's right. Okay, so next point is in the documentary on Marilyn Monroe, they kind of suggest, well, it was a docudrama. It's called Blonde, just recently made.
It was phenobarbital. It was phenobarbital. They got the drugs all wrong. I don't know what the hell they think they were
But
doing.
They say she drugged herself. She drugged herself, and that's why she died.
She was drugged. She didn't drug herself. She was drugged.
And was it by Robert Kennedy? Robert Kennedy, the maid, came on some new evidence and said, I didn't say this before, but Robert Kennedy came in the afternoon, and then Marilyn went to her room after he left. They had an argument. Did that happen? And Robert Kennedy poisoned her?
No. He's not that stupid. He set it up. He made it like a mind game, like you're not worthy to live. I don't know who you think you are. You didn't make any of the Kennedys happy. We're going to give you a lobotomy like we did Rose and yada, 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 yada. This is a terrible thing. And then so she made that decision. It's like, okay, well, it's over. There's nothing I can do, because she knew too much at that point. And they said, all right, I'll tell them about the aliens. I'll tell them about everything going on. I'll tell them about Barry Goldwater. Uh-huh. Yeah, I'll tell it. The next thing you know, she had to go.
Yeah, and so he arranged other people poisoning the drugs in her bedroom or wherever.
Agreed. But see, back in those days, you can ask Karen, back in those days, shit. You could get a tote, you get a 50-pound sack of phenobarbital back in those days. Nobody even asked a question. Like, here. They don't say them. But Valiums by the mile, Mama's Little Helpers, Mama's Little Pick-Me-Up, take Valium by the mile. Those were the days.
Yeah, so Robert Kennedy knew what was up. He faked a little argument with her. Or just
pushed the envelope to make it where it was over, and it was over because it was done. Because they could not afford the exposure. You can't do that.
No, I understand that. Yeah, we know that. So did JFK know that was the plan, that his brother would do?
He instigated it. Well, guess not. Wait. Hang on. The Bouviers had a little something to do with that, too. The Bouviers come back and said, you embarrass me one more time and you can die, too. Uh-oh.
Did they say that to her directly?
They said it to John F. Kennedy.
Okay. So,
Guess what happened? And the Kennedy didn't make it. And they were killing Kennedy.
I know. And that's the next part here. But JFK was a clone. That means alien involvement, because no humans, I don't think, could make a clone.
Okay, don't say it like that. Say, okay. Let's say he had a Nephilim induction. Came from Joe. A Nephilim induction. So it's like part Nephilim. That's the way to say it.
So Joseph was part Nephilim.
Correct. And so, and it dripped down, so that's the cephalopod part that made him have the weak back. So he was all pitiful. He was almost in a wheelchair. He was very bad. His terrible back, like a cephalopod.
So he wasn't a clone, technically.
Technically, it's a version of it, but it wouldn't hold up. If it was a good clone, he'd still be alive now. Oh wait, that's what they're saying now, isn't it?
No, he's alive.
I know.
Wait a minute, that's another version. Let me clear
that's
this
another
up.
Another version.
Oh, in other versions, the Queen didn't cause the Kennedy assassination. In other worlds, right?
No, she killed that. She killed that Kennedy.
I know, but in other worlds, Hillary won 2016. Other worlds, all kinds
okay.
of their, everything that could happen happened. So
maybe
Hoover,
maybe. But just slow down. Now you're going to confuse it. So you get nothing. If everything is, then nothing is. You got to have something that you can embrace. Just stay in the Thompson side and then the mirrored Thompson version of what you're calling reality. Because the one that's got your back, your six, is smart and is a thinker. And so it has to be logical and progressive. Otherwise, you can't sustain a knowing in a reality that matters. And you end up in an insane asylum if you're not careful.
Okay, so when we say JFK was a clone, he was a clone that you make through genetic knowledge, and the aliens made a clone because they saw the conspiracy against the human JFK, who was separate.
The JFK that was killed, they took cells from that DNA on Air Force One on the way back when they put Lady Bird was crowned the President of the United States. Oh, wait, no, it wasn't her. It was the other one. Lyndon. Put Lyndon as president. That DNA was drawn from him on that airplane ride back home from Dallas, Texas, Love Field.
And what did they do
Dallas,
with it?
Dallas, Texas. They created a new JFK. That's the one that's alive today.
So the JFK, the one grew up in Joseph's family as a son, he did die.
Correct. But then a version of him, because of the Nephilim aspect, not much, but a Nephilim aspect, made a better JFK. And that's where George, the son, became quite infamous in staging his own death.
Because he had some of the Nephilim in him?
Nephilim, not cephalum. Nephilim.
Nephilim.
Agreed.
So are we saying Jesus was Nephilim, or are we saying cephalum in his case? Are you always just saying Nephilim through all these?
Nephilim. Never cephalum. We just said cephalopod because of the part. That's where he had the back degeneration, a cephalopod, like a, what do you call those things with the arm? Like an octopus, cephalopod.
Yeah, so that was an effect of being a Nephilim, the cephalopod effect.
Agreed. That's that degeneration. That's exactly right. Agreed.
So who made a clone of JFK? Why did they want a better version?
We'll tell you later. Promise.
Right, and then that JFK did stuff. He had a purpose.
Agreed.
Somebody.
It's locked down Bob rule, Bob. Come on now. You can't set the moon, sun, and stars and then ask why the sun came up. I put the sun in the sky. Well, why did it rise? Well, why did it rise? I don't know. I made it. You got to do this better than that, Bob. Follow your lines.
Yeah. So did the Queen meet the clone of JFK and found out what happened?
Okay. Yes, and indirectly.
Yes, she found out what happened.
Indirectly.
But there was never a formal conscious meeting.
Not like that. See, because she was pissed off because the Queen was pissed off because Jacqueline showed her fucking ass. I mean, she showed her ass. She fucked up. She was very embarrassing to the Queen. Very embarrassing. I mean, it was unbelievable.
No, I know that's the original. That's the original impulse that got her mad.
Yeah.
She said, I'm going to do. All right. So why are you bringing that up? What's that got
because
to do with?
Because that made an ire. That, like, these are people. These are stupid people. They're building a Camelot in a dungeon. They're building a Camelot in a dungeon. So when the other Kennedy was available, she could go live with the Onassis and do whatever she wanted to do. And as the queen would say, she is a whore of Babylon, as we well knew. And she hooked up with Onassis.
Yeah, which who is described in what's called the Gemstone File as a major guy probably involved in killing Kennedy.
Agree. That's well, from that financier, it's that George Soros mentality. You know, I'm some
right.
baron or some sinister minister, some bullshit. You know how they come up with stuff. It's like,
yeah,
all right, he's that good.
That's Bob attitude.
That's right. Yeah. We call it Bobitis. Bobitis.
So there's no facts in the Gemstone File.
There's a few gems. Gems in the Gemstone File, but no, not there's not many. There's not many carat. There's not much carat weight left in the Gemstone.
Yeah, Aristotle Onassis did not hate Kennedy and was in on the killing of Kennedy.
He didn't care. He didn't give a fuck. He'd have fucked him himself. He didn't care. He was a Greek. He didn't care. He didn't give him the time of day. And seeing Jacqueline just loved up to him so she could have a way to pay her rent. Bouvier
right.
was all that in a bag of chips, but they didn't have no goddamn money to pay
That's
for
right.
them Chanel, to pay for them Chanel pillbox hats. Somebody's got to pay for that Chanel.
All right. So, was Franklin Delano Roosevelt in April 1945 murdered?
Killed, but not.
He was killed. That's murder.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't euthanasia, a mercy killing.
No.
Okay, so was Truman in on that conspiracy to get rid of Roosevelt?
Yes.
Okay. So, and Nixon got Watergated, and Carter got embarrassed, and Reagan got no mind. And you run through all the presidents. I think me and Nelson used to say, you know, they killed Kennedy, but they couldn't do that again. It was a one-shot deal. They got away with it, but don't do it. So everybody else got removed. By other means, more within the Android media level. But why was there a purpose to kill Kennedy publicly? Was there a purpose in doing it in front of everybody?
Yeah, made it clean for everybody. Clean for everybody. Sorry, we told you wrong. It was not Chanel. It was Halston that made the pillbox hat. Get it right.
So why did they want
to kill? That went to Chanel, but it was Halston. That's how Halston became famous, was because of that hat, because she had a stupid hairdo. So the pillbox
yeah.
hat becomes her thing. But it was Halston. We didn't want to say wrong. Because the Dior was trying to get it, but it never worked out.
Did the Queen object or get bothered by the fact that Jackie, in the media, was lionized and was a great princess and survived the horrible death and all that. She was kind of a hero to the American public. Did that bother the Queen?
No, because she didn't mind shopping at Bergdorf Goodman, which is where Halston was famous for.
Who didn't mind, the Queen or Jackie?
The Queen didn't mind. The Queen didn't mind.
Didn't mind shopping there. What's that got to do with the
no,
victory
no, no,
of
Jackie? No, shopping
there.
No. Wait, no. Bergdorf Goodman is where Halston worked, okay? That's where the pillbox hat came from that went to Dior that finally ended up at Chanel, the house of Chanel, Coco Chanel. The Queen stayed out of it because these houses of fashion are the places where she got her clothes. So she couldn't get too sideways with the whole thing. So it became a sidebar. So she didn't care because she said Jackie Kennedy Onassis was a bitch, a whore, and so that she would take up with a whoremonger, which was the Onassis, and so she ended up the way that the Queen saw her, which is an infidel.
Yeah. Okay. Despite what the Americans thought, the public.
Who are the Americans? I mean, they didn't care about her. She was all over the place. I mean,
they didn't care. The Americans didn't care about Jackie. Is that what you just said?
Mm-mm. Correct. Yeah, they don't care about it. They still don't.
Yeah, but the Android meme, which runs the show for that period, pretended to care. Pretended that the Americans cared. It's the People Magazine reality.
Oh, Lord. Okay, if we got to marry this to People Magazine, we got trouble. So, yeah. Okay. good
okay.
Luck with that, Bob.
Did you say that they murdered Kennedy publicly so that everybody would have the virus of having seen it around the world?
Yep. Because, see, that's the whole conversation. Here's always the rub. Where were you when John F. Kennedy was killed? Everybody remembers where they were. They stopped it in time. That's the whole thing. Everybody was boo-hooing and bawling and crying and blowing the snot out of their nose. Where were you? Where were you, Bob? Hey, Bob, where were you when John F. Kennedy was killed? Where were you? Do you remember?
Yes, I do. Yep.
Where? Where were you?
In Washington.
Okay. Okay.
I was on Dealey Plaza.
There you go.
Yeah. So, okay. But I also was in Washington, same day. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so we did Kennedy.
That was 1962. That was 1962, by the way.
No, it was 63.
No, 2. The end of 62.
What? What are you talking about? It was November 22nd, 1963.
The hat. No, the pillbox hat. We're talking about the hat, Bob.
Yeah.
You're talking about something that don't have anything to do with anything. We're talking about Halston's version of a pillbox hat. Come on now. Jermaine would tear our asses up because we're being slack here. We're getting things getting floppy here. So bring us home, Bobby.
Did Aristotle Onassis have sex with Jackie when she started
living
with
him? All the time. And anybody before, during, and after, and anybody else that would fly by, that would be still. Onassis was a lover. He wasn't a fighter. You just had to be still. He'd love you. He was quite the provocateur. He was quite the provocateur.
Why was Ralph Nader involved in the Kennedy assassination? What bitterness did he have? Why was
Cause about because of Barry Goldwater?
Was he
you
a
got
follower
campaign.
Of Barry?
No, the campaign was against each other, but both agreed that this had to go because you couldn't get off. You couldn't kill the corporation, and they weren't going to allow him. Kennedy was going to put you back on a gold standard, and you couldn't do that because there wasn't enough gold.
So what about the corporation? What does Barry Goldwater and Ralph Nader have to do with the corporation?
They would have if they would have allowed Kennedy to put us back on the gold standard, it would have undone the corporation, which is just now been undone. Just now it has been undone.
Do you mean Trump. The USA Corporation? The 18th?
I do.
The
Crown
Washington
Incorporated.
D.C.
Crown Incorporated, yeah. And it didn't happen then, so it made into a cycle. And it's happened now. Now it's done. And so now Evelyn is dead and the Rothschilds are dead and the Popes is dead and the president's gone and he's dead and they're all dead. And we're going to see how this goes. Now we're going to see. This was fun, Bob. This was fun. Now let's try a little lockdown Bob rule. See how they like it.
Yeah. Hey, what was the last word? See how they like it? Or see how Bob
see
likes
how,
it? What did you
see
say?
How they – oh, we don't care. Bob's going to like everything because he won't know. He won't care. As long as it doesn't hurt, Bob will have an opinion. But after that, yeah, he wants to see – make sure
everybody's
having
how
a great
they,
time.
Yeah, you're going to see how the people like it is what you were saying.
Yeah. And see, that's the whole fun thing. And then we'll put a little announcement. We'll put a little public service announcement out. It says that – if you don't like the way that J.R. Bob Dobbs is treating you, just be still. He'll treat you all kinds of ways. He'll treat you so many ways you're bound to like some of them.
Okay, so what did Ralph Nader have against the corporation? He would say the corporation pollutes the world with bad products.
Well, now, this is the day. Now, you're asking, I don't know why you're bringing this up. Who the fuck is Henry Kissinger? That's what was driving all this. That's what made the, that's what put the nails in the coffin. The motherfucker's still barely alive, for Pete's sake.
But you're saying Henry Kissinger orchestrated the Kennedy assassination?
No, he made the rift between Barry Goldwater and Ralph Nader.
And what
which caused all kinds of problems.
Yeah, what was the rift?
The gold standard that Kennedy was going to put everybody back into. The gold standard.
Was Ralph against the gold standard?
Yes, because he couldn't kill the he could not kill the corporation. There'd be nothing to hold to. He'd be out of a job.
The corporation would be held together if you went back to gold.
No, it would be destroyed if you made it back on the gold standard. Can't.
So Ralph wanted them to, there to be a corporation so he could get media publicity complaining about it.
And make money. And then he got and he made a ton of money over it. Yep.
Whereas Barry Goldwater, what did he have against the corporation?
Well, he didn't want it to see. He was trying to go on the other side and trying to say, no, we have to support the democracy. You know how that ended up. He got shuffled off to Buffalo.
Right. So
literally.
He was against the corporation for what reason?
Because he wanted it to be a democracy rather than a republic. See, it's not
right.
A democracy. It's a republic. He was trying
I
to
know.
Make it to be a... Well, then, fuck, why are you asking?
No. And I know what you mean about the difference. So Barry,
okay.
He wanted to get rid of the corporateness. He, in a way, he was like Trump. Make America great again.
Yeah.
Put it
yeah.
back.
Well, basically, it's not. If you look really close to what the Miggy Maggie Maggie, what is it? Biden calls it the Maggie Multi Miggy Maggies Maggie Maggies. What he's really trying to say is that America has not been great for a long time. We don't want to stay the United States. We want to make America great, not the United States great.
That's right.
That's back in the day when they said the United States are. Not the United States is. That's the difference.
So so they were against the corporations for two different reasons. And what did they see? JFK was going to bring back the gold standard, they thought? Yeah, he was.
Correct.
He was good.
He was. That was his whole goal. And then he got distracted by the Bay of Pigs. And it was almost his undoing, which didn't have anything to do with anything. So one more time, we got the damn Russians. With Brezhnev, well, that was before Brezhnev, but with the Brezhnev's version before he got hooked up with the Prescott Bushes, and the Pierces, don't forget them, they got this all tangled around. So it comes into this wash cycle, the spin cycle of the washing machine, where everything's thrown in, it slings all the water out of everything, over and over and over and over, a spin cycle. And here we are back again in the spin cycle. This is the same spin cycle since Franklin Delano Roosevelt, all the way through Kennedy, all the way through Trump.
Okay, got that. All right. How many
That was good, by the way.
Good. How many Lee Harvey Oswalds were at the Texas Book Depository building? There were three. Mm-hmm. The original Oswald that was the son of Marguerite Oswald, was he in the Book Depository building?
Repository, yes.
Yeah.
He was there.
And there were two doubles of him?
Well, there are two other versions of him, but they didn't quite make it. They were late.
Right. And when you say versions of Lee Harvey Oswald, these other two are as same as there were two Howard Hughes.
That's exactly right. Good. H.H.
Howard Hughes.
And
so
one of them was on the grassy knoll, which is why I made that. That's what the whole grassy knoll thing was about. One of them was there, which is what made another myth.
So the one at the grassy knoll, that Oswald, shot Kennedy in the head.
Actually, it was the Secret Service, Bob, but you know that already. Why are you saying this? Don't do this.
Yeah, they show in the documentary, they show his face in the picture. That's an accurate photo.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Right. Okay, so there's Secret Service, but the other Oswald was near the Secret Service, and that Oswald was intending to shoot Kennedy.
Well, yeah, that was the mind. That was the cranial intercourse then that had him all messed up. which is what brought Jack Ruby into the conversation in the first place, for Pete's sake. He was just a bar whore, bar person. So
Lee Harvey also was.
No, Jack Ruby. Jack Ruby.
So what brought Jack Ruby into killing Oswald?
He had to cover his bet. This thing got done, and then he had to get rid of him, or otherwise it was going to lead back to him. So
yeah,
that's how you got to solve that. Nobody had a problem with him because, shit, you killed the person who killed the President Kennedy. Bless your heart. Give him a medal.
Right.
All
so there,
forgiven.
In the documentary, there was Betty Oliver, who was a friend of the stripper. She was in the Colony Club, the club
Phyllis.
Nearby.
Phyllis. It's Betty Phyllis. She went by Phyllis Oliver. Go ahead.
She was, so 2 weeks before the assassination, she dropped in to see some of her stripper buddies. And
yep.
It was actually one named Jada. And so she,
mm-hmm.
Jack introduced her to Lee Harvey Oswald. So that would have been one of the Oswalds that she was introduced
mm-hmm.
to.
Agreed.
Now, Jada, 2 weeks later, they have the Kennedy assassination, then Ruby shoots Oswald. So Jada stupidly gets interviewed. So, yeah, I met him two weeks ago, you know, at
yeah.
the thing. And she was dead pretty quick.
Yeah.
She was killed pretty quick.
He had a little penis, and she didn't live to tell about it.
Yeah. Jada said that Oswald had a little penis.
Yeah, and then she didn't live long.
Yeah, did she fuck Oswald? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Jada died within a couple of weeks?
Correct.
And did she...
Lead poisoning, Bob.
Was she naive in thinking that she could do an interview and brag about having met
Oswald? Most people of ill repute didn't have a high regard for what they knew or didn't know. Who's going to listen to it? You see?
Yeah, so she didn't have much of a self-esteem. And when she was being murdered, did she realize why she was being murdered?
Of course. They told her.
All right. Okay, now Betty Phyllis was smart. She says, I noticed that some of my buddies were, some of the witnesses in Jack Ruby's club were starting to get killed over the next couple of years. So
yep.
she kept quiet for 25 years.
Yep.
Still alive.
Better know it. Smart. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so the other interesting thing in the documentary is that when they exhumed Oswald's body in about 1981, the enough controversy came out and said, well, we don't know who's in the box. So they bring out the box, and there's a severed head. And so the documentary says the severed head was the real Oswald, and they wanted his teeth to be in there so that people would think that Oswald was dead. So somehow, by having the teeth, people think, yeah, the real Oswald was in the thing. But the body was not the real Oswald. So who was killed and buried?
It was another conversation. The whole point of that, here's none of those words you just said makes any difference. Here's what makes a difference: the 38 that Jack Ruby used to kill
One of the Oswalds.
We were being careful. Doesn't match. It was a 22 in the body in the coffin. 22, not a 38. 22 caliber pistol. So the bullet didn't even match.
So the that's another Oswald that was in that.
Correct.
In the car. One of the
not
other
even
ones.
An Oswald. It was just a double. That was just a double. It wasn't even one of the three. It wasn't even one of the three. The severed head was one of the three, but that was it. But the body was something. It's a little gimpy. Looks sort of like your build, Bob. A little gimpy.
Right. So Jack Ruby shot a replacement.
Agreed. No. He shot what he shot. But the shot the reason they put the severed head in the casket was to make sure that the teeth, that's all, they didn't have DNA back in those days.
Right.
That's why they put the severed head to match the dental records.
Why not put the guy you killed in the casket? Why did they put a different torso?
Because
that wasn't
the same person. The one that was in jail wasn't any of the three Jack Rubies.
No, Oswald. Or
oh,
Ruby,
sorry.
Who do you mean?
You're right. It was Oswald. That's right.
Correct. The Oswald they captured in the theater was not one of the three Oswalds.
That's correct.
Well, who was he?
Just a buddy.
A what?
Like a shill, a buddy, a shill, someone who looked like it. So it was like the perfect distraction.
Right.
See, the people needed blood. The people needed blood at that point. They killed President Kennedy. We're going to kill somebody.
Why didn't the people running the assassination kill one of the Oswalds?
Why not? They did one of them because that's where they got the severed head from.
Yeah, that was
later. You'll have to look at the Warren. You'll have to look at the Warren Commission to figure that one out.
That's fiction. A great conversation.
It was a huge report. Everybody lived on the Warren Report. They lived by that. That was gospel. That was John 3:16.
Right. Day. Now, would you say that Finnegan's Wake, which is about the crime in the park, and nobody in the end knows who did what, he anticipated the media confusion of what you would call the postmodern era.
The cycle, all this crazy. The cycle from FDR to Kennedy to Trump. Same thing. We're going to do that Saturday if you want to. We're going to do a really good. It's going to be a really good one this Saturday if you decide to do it.
Yeah.
If you decide to do it.
Mm-hmm. All right.
If you don't decide, we don't care. We're just talking to you.
So there's a lot.
We ought to do 20 hours of just talking to you, Bob. That'd mess them up, wouldn't it? Just do 20 hours of just talking to you.
So listen to this. So there's doubles of Oswald. Were there doubles of Jack Ruby?
No, there was just one of Jack Ruby because he was insider. He was an insider. He was like a retrobate. He wasn't like he wasn't on the up and up or what do you call it, on the skiff. He wasn't up on the, he wasn't in the known. He was like a retrobate. He was like a less than person.
Right.
So he was perfect to, you know, he had a speakeasy where people went to do bad things for money.
Right. So he was he given cancer in 67 and subsequently died quickly?
It was a shot, but it wasn't cancer.
Right. So they murdered him in 67. Mm-hmm. That's because Jim Garrison was starting to show up, and that was a problem.
Everybody's starting to talk. That's right. Everybody talks, and they start saying, see, and somebody talking doesn't mean anything because they could just cancel them. Today, if somebody started talking, they just cancel them. But now people are being uncanceled. Now they're being uncanceled. And so we don't know what we're going
to
do now. We're expecting Garrison Keillor to come back and do a Prairie Home Companion again and not be fondling little girls anymore after a second.
Right. The policeman who was shot shortly after Kennedy was shot, and they say by Oswald, who shot Tippit?
Bill Loathsome. 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 L-O-A.
Why'd they shoot him?
Because he saw everything. He could pin the tail on a jackass. Can't have that.
What had he seen?
The flip, the change, the different people, the different setup. This doesn't add up. This doesn't make sense. This is what you're saying. When you recreate the scene of the crime, it can't happen there. You don't have enough caliber shotgun or a rifle to do the damage that was done. You're going the wrong direction. None of this shit makes any goddamn sense. You can't shoot backwards and hit somebody in the back of the head and then go through the front of their head. It doesn't work like that. Four times. And it hit my femur. I shot him in the leg and it bounced off his leg and went between his eyes and hit the back of his head. I don't know how you get there from there. When you start really adding this shit up and it's like blow by blow, it's like, you know, I don't know if I was even there. I'm like Lady Bird Johnson. Maybe I had a bad day. I had one too many Valiums. This don't make no sense. Okay, they're killing Kennedys, but I'm the first lady down, so back the fuck up, bitch. Come on, you lay down. I got this down. So she got her way. So God bless Lady Bird.
Yeah, so J.D. Tippit, I think that was his initials, he's just a little man policeman who happened to be in the wrong place to see a lot of shit. And you know, he puzzled about it, and so they.
And it could have been, and it could have been, and it could have been that he kept his mouth shut. But did he do that? No, he didn't do that. He started to have an opinion about something.
Yeah, now listen. Yeah, that was after the shot, after the assassination,
correct.
He noticed this. So within an hour, someone decided he's got to go. This Bill Loathsome guy. So that's why I think the timing of Oswald supposedly showing up and shooting him didn't match. The Warren Commission had all screwed up the timing.
There's a lot of stuff in the Warren Commission, like you said, that's so fictitious. They were just trying to meet the crime. They weren't trying to solve the issue. They were meeting the crime. They had to say words to say, oh, this is what happened. 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 Okay, so that's what happened. Okay, good. Everybody alive that could say anything about it wasn't going to say nothing, because Jackie O wasn't going to say nothing. She was quiet.
Yeah, she didn't know it was the Queen, but she think it was LBJ?
She thought it was her family.
Ah, she understood, and that was true. She understood that part.
Mm-hmm.
So we
that's why we had all this trouble. That's why we had all this trouble with Ethel.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. So we were just talking before that about Oswald and Ruby. What was the question there? Tippett. What's the name of the guy who killed Tippett? Bill Loathsome? You want to spell the last
Loathsome.
Name?
Loathsome, like I loathe you, loathe, and then S-O-M-E. Loathe,
yeah,
and
like,
then S-O-M-E.
Like
Loathsome.
The adjective loathsome. This is literally
correct.
That.
Literally.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Was there a shot from the storm sewer in the sidewalk right beside the car?
Yes. That's the one. That's the bullet that pierced the side of the limousine.
Oh, okay. So it didn't hit any of the bodies. Okay, so that was a shot from the sewer. The guy was down in the sewer, aiming up through the sewer, the crack,
mm-hmm.
and on an angle he could shoot as the car came by. Okay, so that was part of it, but didn't accomplish it.
So at every level, they were going to say, if this doesn't work, that's going to work. If this doesn't work, you've got to realize this was quite a premeditated event, Bob. It was very specific that one way or another, we had to get this shit straight. He had to go.
But J.D. Tippett didn't pick up on some of this planning. He's a result of after.
No, nobody knows. No one knew everything, because it would be the cabal would eat itself. Everybody.
The Evergreen said Nelson Rockefeller knew everything. He was the only one.
I don't agree. Don't agree, because he didn't know how. He didn't know if they were going to be successful or not. If he knew everything, he knew they were going to be successful. He didn't know that. That's why he was on pins and needles. New York never saw a worse day.
Right. Okay.
That's where he was.
Yeah, Robert Kennedy never became a clone. Or Seraphim, or whatever happened to Jack Kennedy.
No, he was a part. He was a part also, but they had to go. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah, they didn't keep him around. They kept JW around, JFK around, but not Robert Kennedy. Okay.
Correct.
There's an aspect of the Kennedy assassination some people think is that Robert Kennedy had a secret project to kill Castro. It was called Project Freedom, and he was working with
nobody
the CIA.
Cared.
Yeah, anyways, he was concerned. He was doing this, the CIA with the CIA, some secret team with him and the mob and the Cuban exiles. They're planning to get Castro. So when the assassination happened, Robert Kennedy immediately that day went and spoke to some CIA people or whatever and shut up about what was going on, because it would have, if he allowed Oswald to get tried and it went through a normal exposure, his project would have been found out. So he shut up about it and accepted the Warren Report. Do you agree with that theory?
We don't care. Doesn't matter. We agree or don't agree. It doesn't matter. Because it's so farcical that it doesn't make any sense. Because what you're agreeing to, if he agreed to it, then that would be the driver. But the thing of it is Raul or Fidel Castro, both, that's he and his brother, didn't have enough soup to fill a bowl. So what the hell were they going to do? This was about Russia. This wasn't about Castro. Nobody gives a shit. 90 miles. The whole thing's 90 miles. It's smaller than Washington, D.C. They didn't give a shit about the damn communists. They didn't care about that. Bay of Pigs was a joke. It was about Russia, Mother Russia.
Okay.
And the queen.
And was Brezhnev in power? No, that was Khrushchev. Okay.
No, Khrushchev. Khrushchev. You're right. That's Khrushchev. Brezhnev is who got into bed with Prescott, with the Bushes. See, that's
okay.
That was the whole.
Yeah.
That's the next. That's the next step. But then that brought in the Ollie North and all that bullshit. That's another conversation.
Right.
But it loops the same kind of way. It's got, it keeps repeating itself. That's why we have such fun talking about people about there's no time. And they go, yes, there is. Yes, there is time. And then we do the same things over and over and over and over and over like there's time. If you're doing exactly
okay,
the same thing every single time, how can you tell? You can't tell time. Go ahead. We're sorry.
Oh, okay. So what were we just talking about there? Brezhnev. Brezhnev.
So, as
the book Manifest Destiny by the William Engdahl that I read recently talks about how George the Bushes knocked, you know, went after the Baku oil fields. Anyways, that's
where
the wall
went. They didn't go after them. They got them. They got them.
So, so the deal, the wall went down. Brezhnev died in like 82 or so. But anyways, the deals between Bushes and the Brezhnevs, which would lead to the end of the wall, was happening between Brezhnev and the Bushes, right?
Agreed. Well, it was always a conciliatory position. I'll give you this if you want that. I'll give you that if you want this. You know, it's not, they were just best. They were the best of friends. Now they were chummy.
Yeah, and so the Bushes wanted the wall to go down so they could get into the Baku oil fields. That was May Brussels' thesis. You know, they wanted to recover the oil that Herbert Hoover was trying to get in 1920. You don't agree with that?
Yeah, it's a little squishy. It's good.
Okay.
But it's a little squishy. It's a little bit squishy.
Okay. All right. Why is there's a TikTok about showing the military moving big equipment all over the country? They are.
See, because Biden doesn't control the military. If you notice, he never talks about it. You never see him with the troops. You never see him doing anything. He's always running around. They have the pretend White House now. They built another building that's the pretend White House where he has his little speeches. You can watch him now. It's the most ridiculous thing. Little Mary Pickford had better sets than they got right now. So what's happening is that Trump controls the military, and that's why they're now being posted.
Well, why are they moving equipment around? What are they preparing for? FEMA grant?
World War.
Oh, yeah, the war. The war that's coming. Okay.
What was his name? War of the Worlds? Mr.
Wells. H.G. Wells.
H.G. Wells. Okay. Good.
All right. Where's the money, the $40 billion or whatever they've given, the $100 billion to Zelensky or whatever his name is in Ukraine? Where's that money going?
Your account.
Okay. It looks like people think that the money goes for the Ukraine, Zelensky, to buy American military equipment, so the money ends up back in America, right?
Goes to your account.
But it goes to my account in America. All right.
And Maybank, your account in Maybank. They're just transferring it over, Bob. They had to create the – there was not – okay. There's not enough goddamn money to give you the money that you got. There wasn't that much money in the fucking world at all. If you took all the money in all the world, there's not that much goddamn money. So they had to create that money to be able to give it to you. Now, it's destroyed everything, but you don't care. Didn't make any difference to you. You're not interested in that. But you're going to buy a library? Okay, let's go to the Vatican and clean them out. Let's give them $3 and clean out the Vatican library and call it a day. You don't care. You don't care about that. So it's like, okay, what you want to do? Do that.
I don't
you
care
don't
about the money.
Dog. You don't. What's money?
Okay.
You think it's a bother?
Well, it. Okay. Okay. one side thing. Ed Clark was the evil lawyer for LBJ. Was he involved in the killing of various people on behalf of LBJ?
And the money transfer. And the money transfer that came out of the Hill Country in Texas. I'm not going to say any more about that. Hill Country in Texas. Don't say nothing else. That's enough.
Okay, the young college student, Malcolm Wallace, who LBJ got to kill people, was he in the Texas school book? Billy?
Texas. Yes, but.
Didn't shoot.
He didn't shoot, but he got killed because of T-Bone Pickens. He was in it,
okay,
too.
That's a shoot. Oh, he was involved with that? Pickens was.
Yeah.
Okay.
T-Bone.
Yeah.
T-Bone Pickens. Yeah.
Yeah, Wallace apparently died in 71, 2 years later. Okay.
That's right. Because he got too close, because T-Bone wanted to control the world, meaning the Texas T. He can control that. Then he went everything. He says, okay, I'll go everything the other way. I'll be wind farms, solar, swimming, whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. I'll do that. It ended up badly.
Okay. And now we're going to do a little bit of...
Ross Perot.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to go a little bit into Howard Hughes. In the book by John Meyer, Gerald Vallette, a Vancouver, Canada journalist, wrote a book on the John Meyer story, which is very interesting. He was the favored employee of Howard Hughes who got to talk to Howard Hughes. Nobody else did. Anyway, eventually...
His secretary did, but
The people who attended his body, they met him, but he was the only executive allowed to talk to Hughes and be with him in person. Anyways, he ends up going to an island called K-Sel, C-A-Y-S-E-L or S-A-L, you know, off of...
K is just an aisle. It's an aisle, like a K. C-A-Y. C-A-Y, uh-huh.
Yeah,
that's right. But you're right. That's exactly right.
Okay, he goes there and he gets to see a box, and in the box is a Howard Hughes body. This is in February 76, a few months before the body was cashed in April 5th, 76. Anyways, in the box, he's being cryogenically preserved. Is that a fact?
Correct. Sure.
Okay, that happened.
But everybody knows. Hell, everybody knows that, Bob. Jesus. They were going to just cut his head off, but then he wanted the whole thing done.
All right. Why did I, in passing, say Sumatra, which is an island in Indonesia area?
It's important.
All right. So that's another topic we'll do. That's something we can pursue. Did the Russians or something? No, it'd be the Putin Pentagon aliens in Moscow or somewhere around there. They shot down a UFO a week or two ago. That was a news story. They said the Russians shot down.
Yes.
What was that? A Bob and Connie UFO, Eastern Gate, our team being shot down?
No. Nadine Henley decided that she gave it up.
I think I heard that name recently. I can't remember. But anyways, why did she? Whose UFO was it? What civilization?
Oh, it was the Hughes, Howard Robert Hughes's position.
You mean Summa Corporation, the Hughes Empire,
Suma.
Is making UFOs?
Suma.
Yes.
Suma.
Suma is making UFOs?
S-U-M-M-A. Yes. That's where he got it from. Bob, come on now.
Where who got it from?
Hughes. Howard Hughes got it from.
Got it from who?
Aliens. From you, basically.
Oh, okay. Because he interacted with the Pentagon aliens.
From the H-1 racer. H-1 racer.
R-A-T-E-R?
That's what they were called.
Or S-A?
C-E-R.
C-E-R. Racer. Okay, racer. But so... When did he use Howard Hughes?
1926.
He wasn't even born. He was 1905, but so he was 21 years old, and he got into the UFO world.
Yep. Everybody.
So a lot of sightings of UFOs in the 60s, 70s, and 80s were of Summa Corporation UFOs.
Agreed.
Are the Pentagon aliens? They have their own UFOs. Those are different UFOs.
Yes, but now you're missing something. You need to go to Charles Evans Hughes.
Evans.
That's the one you need to look at.
E-V-A-N.
Evan Hughes.
Oh, that's the other Hughes. There's Howard Hughes and there's Charles Hughes.
That's correct. Charles Evans Hughes. That's right.
Yeah. What made the two Hughes? They were born that way? Or did someone get cloned?
Just do that another time, because that's a 4-hour thing right there. But
okay,
you can come back.
Yeah,
to
okay.
That.
But Joseph Farrell and the dark journalist, they intuit this UFO involvement of
no,
20th century conspiracy.
It's all clearly seen, Bob. They go to bed and they have a dream, and then they follow the dream, and then the dream shows up, and then they look at it, and then they call Mae Brussels, and then they look it up, and then they see why they're going, and they call the Willowies. And they call the Willowies and see what the Willowies say. And then they go, oh, my God, here's the notebook from Joe Dunn Sloan. I know. Oh, it's Abaton. That was Abaton. Come on down, you Vicky. Damn you, Vicky. That's what's going on. And then they start making these modems that then start matriculating. Now, here's the matriculation. Don't say nothing else. What happens now, you apply those words that you know into the tech body, and they'll spin you to death. They'll spin you out of sight. They'll spin you around the moon and the sun in 90 days. It's unbelievable, because they have no venue outside of it, because they know all of the means. That's that word we didn't like. Remember that word we didn't like recently?
Who does? Are you talking about the dark journalists or someone else running the spinning?
No. Everything is spun.
Yeah. Okay, I'm talking about the dark journalist, and I'm saying he and Joseph Farrell, they intuit the UFO connection to the Kennedy set, to all the scenes. If they actually heard us in today's session, they'd fucking die, because we go further
right.
than them, even though they've got to come to where we're doing. And what you just described, it seemed to be the dark journalist, he goes to bed, has a dream, and goes to Mae Brussels. That's exactly what Bob did. I used to get, you
Correct.
Know. Do something, go to Mae Brussels, check with the Evergreens, and do that circuit
Correct.
That you just described.
Correct.
Yeah.
And you don't even have to
okay.
call Linda Moulton. You can figure it out.
Oh, yeah, I know Linda Moulton. Okay.
Ow. I'm sorry, it's Linda Matt Moulton. Ow. Ow. H-O-W-E.
That's right. So, Demetrius the Greek, the Greek guy that I worked for intelligence I talked to, and he had a UFO encounter in 92 or so. He told me last week he's getting UFO nightmares. Mm-hmm. Is that because he's picking up on Bob's reality, putting it through his
No, Bob, they're infiltrating. That's why we were concerned with JW's condition, because he didn't see things. He's like, this is crazy. It's like beyond, it's otherworldly. So
that's
much so
JW. You're talking about JW.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why he's having that really checking. So, when you ask JW, how you doing? I don't have any idea. I can't feel anything. Or I feel everything, and I don't know what that feels like, Bob. It's crazy. And you do, what do you know, JW? I don't know anything. Shit.
I know. What has that got to do with Demetrius? We're talking about Demetrius the Greek. He's having nightmares.
He's having the same feelings that JW is experiencing, seeing the other side of the side.
Who's seeing the other side? JW or Demetrius?
Everybody who is intuitive lately.
Not because Demetrius talks to me. Nothing to do with me.
No. Okay. Well, you caused it. Yes, it is. It's because you caused it for everybody else. You destroyed cryptocurrency just for shits and giggles. A lot of people lost a lot of money for you because of you. Mr. Sandman Freed, Mr. Sam Bankman Freed, you fucked up. This little goofball, 30 years old, can't even hold up his head without his little tube top flip flops and holy blue jeans. The next thing you know, he loses $8 billion for something to do.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the ticket.
Okay, Sylvia, I think her name was, did the four faces of Eve. She had four different personalities in that. Well, Channel's telling me there's a new one out. She's got 2,200 personalities. What the heck is going on with that person?
There's room now. The human condition can now embrace more than four. Three faces of Eve, four faces of Eve with Sally Field. That was more than anybody could embrace. Oh, my God, this is ridiculous. You can't ever do that. That's ridiculous. Now there's room for thousands.
Because there's four other bodies. It's because of the other bodies that have been.
At least.
Yeah, the chip body allows other kinds of personalities to show up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that explains that.
And they can be recognized. Before, you had them, but you couldn't recognize them. There's the rub.
Right.